Magazine. This is the Don and Mike Show. Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 2007. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Hi.
Hey.
Hey, give me a second.
What's happening?
Well, let me try something out here.
What's up, guys?
Hold on a second.
What's up?
Let me see. You got this?
Joe Moe's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go. Now we're cooking with grease.
Yeah.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, buddy.
It's time for another edition of Joe Moe's. Joe Artinger, man on the streets.
Good. Good.
Very nice.
None of us has heard Joe's tape yet today, incidentally.
Is it a raw tape?
Yes, it is. It's a wild feed.
Thanks for listening to Joe Moe's. Joe Artinger, man on the streets.
Joe Moe's.
Joe Moe's.
He's
Joe.
A fighter.
Joe Moe.
Joe Moe's.
Joe Moe's. Oh,
how about the Bill O'Reilly moment of the day?
Before we do anything on the show, I'd love to hear that.
Every day on his radio show, Bill O'Reilly says something that is really worthwhile. Bill?
I believe in beating a child.
Oh, my God. I'm not surprised. Wow.
All right, you know, every day.
That's why he's on television as well as being on radio.
Mm-hmm. It's incredible what he
says. He's so smart.
Yeah.
He's crazy smart.
Just amazing the things that come out of his mouth.
Bill O'Reilly, fake newsman. Bill?
I believe in beating a child.
Wow.
Mm. Well, I always knew he's a tough guy.
There it is. Well, you can't argue with the tape.
He calls it tough love.
Tough love?
Yes.
Maybe the kid doesn't listen.
Draw your own conclusions about Mr. O'Reilly.
Yeah.
So you missed the party last night, Mike. You missed the big
ratings
party.
I'm so sorry that I missed the party at the place that I told everybody to go to.
We had a good time there.
Good choice.
We'll talk.
I hear you all had a great time. I hear certain people had better times than others.
Yeah, spotlight on Madonna, one of our sales ladies who works here. Madonna.
Oh, yeah, there's nothing like
Madrunka.
Have a good time.
Good old Madrunka.
Madrunka is fun.
Madrunka.
She has a kind word for everyone.
She's a happy lady.
She is.
Hello, this is Scott Shannon.
Oh, no.
Hello.
There he is early in the show.
Of course. Hello. Hello, this is Scott Shannon.
Hello.
Hello. Radio pronosticator from New York City.
Hello.
Man, I love bowling for Columbine.
M squared.
Yeah, we found out that all those years I've known this guy, you know, I guess he's legally changed his name to Scott Shannon.
Uh-huh.
But Rob called me today. And
Rob did a little research.
Research. And Scott Shannon's real name is?
Michael Moore.
Michael Moore, just like the documentary filmmaker.
Wow. That's my, Michael Moore.
Michael Moore is actually Michael Scott Shannon.
Hello.
Hello.
This is Scott Shannon.
Hello.
Professional radio pronosticator from New York City.
Hello.
It's a good thing he changed his name. Otherwise, we'd get the two
confused.
Confused.
Like the two Gallaghers.
Yes. You know, I think you take away some of that plastic surgery and they'd look identical.
And Mike?
Oh.
Hello.
Yes, Don?
What recording system do most rappers have on their TVs?
What?
T-Bro.
Oh. Oh, man. Oh, there's the first one of the day.
You.
Wow.
Come on. You go with your best material right up front.
Wow. Yes, spray buzz.
Who is the most popular actor in Sweden?
Who?
Sven.
I screwed up.
Sven. Zell Washington.
Sven?
Sven.
Sven Zell Washington.
Sven. Sven. See, Sven. It's Sven. Hard to do when you're going, hello.
Yes.
Sven.
Sven Zell Washington.
Sven Zell Washington.
Sven Zell.
Sven Zell.
Worth the effort.
Am I still saying it wrong?
Yes, you are. It's Sven Zell Washington. Hello. It was over 100 degrees in L.A. or something.
Really?
It was so hot.
How hot was it?
Michael Jackson was hiring and firing lawyers just to feel the breeze from the revolving door.
God. Oh, dear.
That's
oh,
fine.
Dear. I'm starting to get the low-grade headache.
Starting.
Hello. Hey, Mike.
Yes?
What church demands their entire congregation wear makeup?
What church?
The Church of Estee Lauder Day Saints.
Oh,
she's dead, you know.
Oh, no. Now, that's Hello. Bad.
Hello.
It's timely, though.
That is a stretch.
Hello. The answer,
my friend, is blowing in the wind.
The answer,
Michael J. Fox and Billy Joel's driving skills.
Uh-huh. What's the question?
Name two things that are shaky.
Wow.
We're
still getting them.
Yeah, we are.
Hello, this Hello. Is Scott Shannon, Hello. A professional radio pronosticator from New York City.
Hello. Yes, we're still getting them. How long do you think these joke services will keep sending us this fantastic
as
material?
As long as we continue to talk like Michael Scott Shannon.
Hello. Hello.
You know who would love that joke service?
Who?
Milburn Drysdale.
Of course, that's very funny, Rob.
Hello. Hello, Mr. Drysdale.
That's Milburn Drysdale. Mrs. Drysdale, I'm just thrilled about money. How are you, Scott Shannon?
Obviously, you don't know my real name, Mr. Drysdale.
Well, I do. In fact, I've taken a look at the dossier at the Beverly Hills Savings and Loan, and your name is Michael Moore. Michael Moore is Hathaway.
Hello. Hello, Mr. Drysdale.
Hello, Michael Moore. How are you today? And may I say those are some fine jokes, Mr. Moore. Keep them coming right here. I'll write them down at the Beverly Hills Savings and Loan.
Hello. Do you have some victuals?
Victuals, Granny. Granny's making... My real name is Raymond Bailey. That is my real name from your large-headed assistant there.
I'm Michael Moore.
And I'm Raymond Bailey.
Now let's start the show.
Hey, now.
God.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Hi, Julia. Kilbo's all of her uncles.
Kilbo's uncle.
Based on a true story, he was a neo-Nazi. His one true enemy, himself. A man of faith.
Uh-huh.
A man of faith. And a soul torn apart. Viewer discretion advised.
Did you see them at the party last night?
Did I?
Yeah, they were the ones eating the white pizza. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Penny. And all the ships at sea.
I paid him in pennies. Hello.
Weed, meth, whiskey, Don Geronimo, Mike O'Mara.
Dirty Penny. Thank you, Robin. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Thank you for listening to Don and Mike's show. A new episode on this Thursday 04/29/04.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
Howdy, Buzz. Yeah. Don and Mike's show, April 29, at 4. Yeah. Bah, 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 bah. Call us at 877-365-3636 from anywhere in America. From Canada, please to always be calling 800-636-1067 and Washington, D.C. on WJFK-FM. Call 202-432-1067.
Fantastic.
So the party last night, the ratings party, and we watched American Idol. If you're wondering, yeah, it was a good enough party
mm-hmm.
that there was a collective group decision
mm-hmm.
that everybody at the party would stay and we would watch American Idol.
So you turned it up and you were able to hear
yeah.
it and you were able to watch the demise of Mr. John Stevens.
Shocking result.
We did. And
you were able to watch Justice Prevail.
And now the show for me is ruined.
You don't care anymore?
All you have now is, it'll be...
All the novelties are gone.
I will get a bit of satisfaction when George Huff is voted out.
Yes.
But beyond that,
uh-huh.
you know, even the fat girl, I have to say, she's got some talent.
Yes.
So, you know, when you get down to the people that really
Which
made
Which fat
me,
girl are we talking about?
The girl that just 2 weeks ago I was positive
DiGiorno,
was to be voted out. Yes,
right.
Diana.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think any stakes were levied on it, but Mike won a gentleman's bet last night.
I did?
On
yeah.
what?
Oh, yeah,
he
I said that John Stevens was going to go.
No,
right?
your bet was against the fact that one either... JPL or John Stevens would make it to the Final Four.
Oh.
Well, we didn't put anything on it?
I don't
too
think
bad
so.
We
I'd
didn't, Mike.
I'd have to check. I don't think it's on the Post-it.
Okay. All right.
But
wow.
Congratulations.
But I'll check right now. I don't owe anything to Mike, do I?
That's right.
That's right. Thank
there you.
You
go.
You know, we did agree, though. I thought when it came down to those two, I thought that George Huff was going to go. But then, as you saw
just the incredible energy of John Stevens, which was saying,
the ragdoll, kill me. And now today, his mom is making the media circuit. She's very upset about the anti-John Stevens website.
Well, she should be very grateful that he lasted as long as he did.
I think it's clear discrimination against redheads.
It's racist.
Mm-hmm.
And furthermore, what's his mom so upset about? As far as I could tell, she's like a deadbeat mom.
Yeah.
Right? Because he's so enamored with grandmama.
Grandmama is all he seems to care about.
Unless there's something there that we don't know about.
Oh, my grandmama. And how about his last little sing? Oh, whatever song he sang, which wasn't even like a hit.
We're going to miss him.
It was like an album cut that sucked.
We are going to miss him. Oh, before we get to American Idol, just this party last night.
You Must Whip It.
You know, the
great
ad last night. Another, and that's a good one to watch with a group full of drunk, semi-drunk, and on their way to getting drunk people.
I would imagine watching American Idol in a pack would be much fun.
It was. It was an awful lot of fun. Even with the people from this place.
Yeah.
It was an awful lot of fun. And, gosh, who do I want to single out? I guess probably one person who, even more than Madonna, who was just so fantastically drunk that she was really saying everything that she thought.
Yeah. Good.
From the get-go.
And I mean, you know, not, and she dished it out. I sat down next to her. First she told me I'm a pile of garbage. And then she told me all the reasons that she hated me. And
oh, wow.
No, I mean, it was just
it was
Madonna.
Fun.
It was.
Yeah.
She wasn't being mean.
Oh, Madonna was doing it. Well, Madonna tells us that even when she's sober.
I know, but she was really piling on. I was just kind of taking it. And then I realized, wait a minute, hold on.
She's being serious.
It's like open season on everybody.
Really?
And now,
it wasn't just you.
Because I sat down next to her, I became her confidant, and then she started talking about everybody else.
Yeah.
You've learned what I've known for years.
What's that?
Three or four beers into the evening, find a seat near Madonna, because that's where the party is.
Oh, very good.
If you're hateful.
Yeah.
And like I am.
And boy, is she. Is she?
In a fun way.
I want to say this, too.
Fun hatred.
Yeah. I know that it's, you know, it's a new show that we're doing. It's a different show that we're doing. It's a more fun show we're doing. Uh-huh. It's not as dirty. But I'll just say that I think that she might be Jamie Lee Curtis-like, only in this way, that I'm pretty sure.
Oh, boy.
Mike, not. No, I mean, this is a compliment.
Mr. Spicoli, you're on dangerous ground.
I mean,
here.
This is a compliment to Madonna, who works here.
Jamie Lee Curtis-like. You mean she's tough in that way?
No, what I mean is, I think that she has, you know all the parts Jamie Lee has?
Yes.
The boys' parts?
Your
the
theory
parts.
That she's a hermaphrodite.
Yes. I believe Madonna is, without the appendage.
Right.
She has.
She has those?
She does.
Yeah.
You bet she does. And I'll tell you why she does.
Why?
Because she was talking about people while they were sitting right next
in
to her.
Way.
I mean, back to back.
Madonna,
you were observing this.
I saw it.
I mean, back to back, like if you're in a bar and it wasn't real crowded.
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
She's got her back to a person who will remain nameless. But she's saying, what a piece of garbage this person is.
Wow.
And what an ass-kiss this person is. And how could this person possibly look themselves in the mirror every night?
Wow.
In a fun way.
And this person, and she knew that this person could hear her.
I don't know if she knew. I don't think she cared.
She doesn't care.
I don't think she cares.
That's what's great about
her. She's been here an awfully long time.
She's lived through all the wars.
She's been through all the battles.
She'll survive us all.
But she's still, having said all of that,
right.
She is not the star of the party.
Who is the star of the party?
The star of the party is Julie Fulman.
Really?
Yes. Because this poor girl.
Yes.
You know, there's something called stage presence.
Yes.
Okay. How do I begin this? I'll begin this with a wonderful antidote from my childhood.
Right.
And then I'll work up to what she did last night.
You'll work up to your Julie Fulman anecdote?
Yeah. We'll call her up, too, because it's well worthy. One of the things I first learned in radio from a guy named Carl Hamilton.
Is it an antidote or an anecdote? I'm curious about it.
It's both, Mike.
It's both.
It's a story, and if you happen to get
a cure for
if you happen to get the flu,
yes, okay.
You're set.
All right, very good.
There's this guy, Carl Hamilton. He was a program director when I was a kid, like 16. One of the first things he said to me is, have stage presence. And make everything that you say, even if you're saying nothing, make it sound like the most important thing in the world.
Sure, command the audience.
So that's a good radio rule, and that's something that I would say Julie Fulman perhaps needs before she attempts another speech in public.
So what you're saying is she didn't have any last night.
Some stage presence, no.
Hey, everybody, listen up.
Oh,
Buzz is doing a good job helping me on this. Here's the deal. No one wanted Alan to make a speech.
Right. Yeah, well, that's good judgment there.
So she was walking around and saying to people, tell me things that Alan says.
Right.
And I'm going to write them down on this cocktail napkin, and then I'm going to get up, and I'm going to give the speech.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody's telling her all the stuff that Alan says about, you know, the biggest ass on the fence and blah, 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 and, you know, hey, pal, hey, buddy, all that stuff. So she writes it up, and then she tries to get... Now, boy, you know, she already hates me, so I don't want to I don't want to paint this in the wrong way.
These things are all true, even though we love Julie. I love Julie. I think she's great, and I would never say anything bad about her, but the truth is the truth about last night's performance.
The performance was she was giving a speech in place of Alan?
Well, yeah, and I don't think she told Alan that she was going to do it. And can I say this before we move on? She was very pitchy. If I had to grade her performance,
sure.
So what she wanted to do was take the moment away from Alan. Uh-huh. You know, in theory, a good idea, because no one wants to hear that dope speech from the general manager. So in theory, what she's going to do is goof on him.
Right.
She's going to get all of his dumb cliches, and she's going to mock him in front of everybody.
Uh-huh. Right.
Well, she got up there, and I don't know if it was the lights, if it was realizing there's a room full of people.
Did she know? Was she speaking without the aid of any PA system?
We were the only people in the joint, so they turned off all the TV. I mean, they turned down the sound on all the TV.
Ah, very good. Okay. Competition.
It got very quiet, and, Buzz had the ambiance the best.
Hey, everybody, listen up.
Like that. I mean, she tried. She really tried.
So you're saying command the room. Obviously, people continued to talk.
Yeah, she was. I think maybe for 2 minutes,
right?
Nobody talked.
Okay.
And then for the next 2 minutes, people started to talk a little bit.
So she lost the room.
Oh, yeah.
It would be the equivalent of a stand-up comedian doing his spiel, and then he loses control.
People began to talk first to her to try to help her out, you know, and realizing that wasn't going anywhere, then people began talking amongst themselves.
I felt bad for her.
Sure. Really?
You know, sure. I felt bad for her that she was...
How long was the would you estimate, was the total time?
Yeah, I know you think I exaggerate. She had to be up there 5 minutes.
Really?
Right.
Yeah.
I think like 5 minutes. Like
5 excruciating minutes?
Longest 5 minutes of my life.
Oh, my God.
Watching it with... And I'll say this for her, though. Even though she lacked stage presence, she, like John Stevens, was plucky. She stayed up there.
Yeah. She took all the bullets you threw at her.
She did. Even when people started clinking their glasses and talking and walking over to the video poker or whatever game that was.
Go with public speaking like chocolate ice cream goes with an onion?
Exactly.
You know, yeah. Here I am piling on and I wasn't even there.
You nailed it, though.
You would have loved it, Mike. It was maybe the most awkward moment. And now we're going to call her up.
Very good.
Let's see.
She's a real sweetie, but she was just out of her element, you know, at that particular point.
And she was a confident woman.
She's very good at what she does.
Right.
But there was alcohol at play.
Right. This is Julie.
Julie, this is Don and Mike.
Hi, guys.
Hey, can you pick up?
Sure. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm on my headset.
Oh, you're on your headset. Okay.
Yeah. I've been listening.
I love you.
It was the longest 5 minutes of my life.
How could you... Now, listen, don't hate me anymore.
First of all, I don't hate you.
Yes, you do.
Don't say that.
Yes, come on, Julie, please, 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 please.
Love you.
You hate me, but it's okay. It's okay. You hate me, you don't know me.
Are you suggesting to Julie that, like Madonna, she embraces hatred?
I don't know Julie well enough to know if she embraces hatred. I know.
Embrace hatred like Madonna. No one can embrace hatred like Madonna.
With Madonna, it's sport.
She's very good at it.
I love that. Madonna has a dark side that is darker than dark.
It's
right?
Very evil.
Robbie?
It's blacker than 1,000 midnight.
Julie, at one point last night, did you just think, like, maybe 3 minutes into that, just go, screw it, have a good time, everybody?
You know what? It was so horrible, but I had a little bit of faith in myself that I could still pull it out.
Right.
And it just, like, kept getting worse. But, Don, you did try to help me a couple times, and I appreciate it.
Everybody tried to help you. I mean, listen.
I know.
Even if it's somebody who you think hates you, if you see them drowning, you'll throw them a lifesaver.
Outside of the radio performers at this facility, now that we have... We've established the fact that Alan cannot speak publicly, and now Julia obviously failed in her attempt. Who is the mantle passed to, Julie? Who's next in the pecking order to public speak at the next station function?
I vote for Madonna.
Yeah.
That's great. I love that.
I think that's a good idea.
I would like to nominate Ed Pappy.
Who is Ed Pappy?
Slappy Pappy.
Slap Happy Ed Pappy.
I'm from Chicago.
We love Ed. He is a little long-winded.
I like Ed.
Yeah, yes.
I like Madonna. I bet Ed could get up there and do it.
And talk for hours.
And talk for hours.
He could.
Madonna had some insights about him, too.
Really? About Ed Pappy?
Yes.
Oh, you know what? The way you're looking at me, you can't say him on the air, can you?
Goddamn right I can't. All right, well, Julie, nice effort.
Hey, thanks, guys. Yeah.
Sorry you were voted off the island.
That's okay.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Wow.
That's words a funny way. Words. You know, I wasn't even there, so I know the listeners are enjoying this because I'm enjoying this.
It was
right
a good
now.
Party. Words cannot describe how poorly she performed.
Was she at all, I'm trying to give her the benefit of the doubt, was she plucky at all?
She started plucky.
She started plucky, but went out with a whimper.
She started,
hey everybody.
Yeah, she did that thing with her, she was putting her fist, pumping her fist in the air, hey, how about this station? How about, hey, you know what Alan Linewand would say? He'd say, we're the biggest ass on the fence. And then, like, everybody's trying to help her and say, no, 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 he doesn't say it like that. Right. Talk about if somebody drops a penny on the floor, Alan will pick it up. And then she'd go, oh, yeah, and that thing about the pennies.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Now, Alan was there watching this?
Yeah.
Watching her crash and burn?
Yeah. I didn't speak to him last night. Maybe that's why I had such a fantastic time.
There was no contact. Huh?
Well, no, I mean, when I walked in, he came over and said hi, and I said hi, and then I was just with everybody else.
Sure,
all night,
everybody right? circulated, yeah.
He seemed, maybe he's here.
I chatted.
Was Wendell
him.
There? Wendell was there.
Yes, he was.
He was.
Yes,
Wendell was there. Looking good, feeling good.
Very good.
Apparently, a lot of salespeople showed up at 6,
right?
Al, ate a plate and left.
Al, really. Don and Mike.
Hey, guys.
Hey, how about that speech last night at Julie's?
Wow.
Make you feel pretty good?
Well, I almost jumped in to help her a couple of times.
That's scary right there.
How come you didn't stop it?
Well, you know, she seemed to be having fun.
Exactly.
You know, why should I stop a good time, right? That was pretty brutal.
You know, that was really a time we could have used a 20-second delay.
It actually made my speeches look grand, didn't it?
Don't get full of yourself.
Know. Yeah, don't get happy.
You're still number 3. I mean, I'd put Julie at number 2 over you. I guess Madonna's number 1.
So Madonna, agreed at the next function, Madonna will do the public speaking.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's fine. That's
you know why? Want. She speaks from the working man's perspective.
Well, I saw you and Madonna bonding last night. That was pretty interesting.
Listen, hate loves hate. What can I say?
I guess.
You know, when you're a knight in Satan's service, and you meet a damsel in distress. All right, goodbye. And it was fantastic not speaking with you last night.
Yeah, I enjoyed that as well.
Bye, Alan.
Bye.
Goodbye. There he goes. There's our general
manager. Yeah, we're all settling in finally. Aren't
yeah,
we?
I think
we've all really found our way.
What a dope he is.
Well, he's just a dope on wheels. So I look forward to, I'll try to make the next one when Madonna speaks.
You know, and Mike, what are the odds? That's like the odds of like a lunar eclipse or something. Something like that only happens every once in a while.
That's great.
You know, you get all the people together, everybody's having a good time, and then, you know, Julie Fulman with her speech.
Well, I don't regret missing the party because I have it on good authority that Catherine O'Mara is going to be nominated for a Tony Award.
Really? Congratulations.
Tony Danza Award. She's going to be nominated. She was fantastic in the Emperor's New Clothes. She had the key line of the whole play.
Yeah?
She really did. She didn't have as large a part as some of the other kids, but she had a very key. She's one of the littler kids in her class, and she plays the daughter, and her line is the big line, the culminating line of the whole play, when the town finally...
Spotlight on your daughter.
When the town fesses up and realizes that the emperor has no clothes, and she has the line that goes, Father! And she barked it out. I mean, you could hear her in the back of the room. She has the stage presence that Julie Fulman should have.
I bet your daughter has more stage presence than Julie Fulman.
How old's your daughter? 8?
She's 8 years old.
I
bet she's in every way a more talented performer than Julie Fulman.
She screams out the line, Father!
father, the emperor has no clothes.
Hey,
that's a great moment.
That is
and
a key
and
line.
Then the father, the kid playing her father says, shh, be quiet. He says, no, father, the emperor has no clothes. And
cool.
That was it. And it was,
you got it on your big nerdy camcorder?
Yeah, the camcorder that I'm sure like the parents in back of me were mad about because it was taking up the entire seat. But I was very, very, very pleased.
You got the Panavision.
Very
right?
pleased. And almost, you know, as I was panicking, as I was realizing that even with departing 1 hour before the show was over, that I would still not be able to make it out there. I'd just like to say, this is for everybody out in Northern Virginia that can relate to our home base right around here. You know, really, here's my message to everybody that lives west of the city. Go ahead. Build more homes. Build more homes. Really. I mean, why not? Because you know what? It's a parking lot anyway. No one's going anyway. Anywhere it's 6 o'clock.
That's true.
Go ahead. Build more homes.
Mike has a unique view of the world.
Mm-hmm.
Mike moved away from the city. But Mike didn't move far enough away. For about 10 years, Mike moved far away enough.
But
now,
10 years ago, it was, man, I'd leave here and bingo. There wouldn't be anybody on
the Well, now there's Applebee's and Walmart
everywhere.
And Circuit City's everywhere.
Yeah, build more and keep that lane two lanes. That's it. To get to
you're
going
to have to move farther out if you
no,
I'm telling you.
No, I'm moving closer in.
You're coming in?
Yeah, I'm coming in. Why bother? I can't go in.
What is this for, Mike?
Well, you know what? Here's the deal. When you get to where I live, this song is appropriate. It really is.
Right, because you live in the middle of nowhere.
Foxes, deer, bear,
and the
horses on
and
farm.
And the thing is now everybody's going out there.
Everybody's out there.
No,
they've arrived.
Right, everybody's there.
They're all out there right now. And they all went out there for you know the same reasons I did.
To pick you off.
No, I went out there.
Everybody moved out there because they said, hey, this is where Mike's going to live.
I went out there for one reason only. I was cheap. I went out there. I was cheap because it's less expensive. But now everybody's done the same thing, and it's out there. Petticoat Junction.
Yeah,
there you go. Hooterville is okay. Was okay, but it's now crazy. So I'm moving closer. In fact, I'm going to rent the place in this building. I'm going to set up a cot.
Why don't you get a place at the crack house across the street? There are some apartments across the street.
It'd be lovely. It would be lovely.
There was a time I worked at a radio station in Wisconsin one time where I lived at an apartment building across the street that were just as crappy as those apartments across the street from our radio station. Mm-hmm. But I'll tell you, the great thing about it was on Saturday or Sunday morning, I didn't ever have to worry about getting up to go to work. Because the guy would put a record on, and I swear to God, it was so close, he would walk over and knock on my apartment door for me to get up and get my ass over
this
there.
This record's over. You're in there. Go on.
And then during the beginning part of my shift, I would put a record on. I swear to Christ, run back to my apartment, put a Pop-Tart in the toaster,
mm-hmm.
go back, eat it, and then play the record.
That's what you refer to as the good old days.
Those were the good old days.
Yeah,
in a way.
And you know that guy that told me about stage presence?
I know. If I knew then what I know now.
Oh, please.
The guy that told me about stage presence, this guy Carl Hamilton.
Any relation to Hugh?
Hugh
Hamilton?
you're gone.
You're gone.
You're gone. No, this guy, this is a real lucky break for me that this guy even hired me because I scammed this guy when I was about 14.
Right.
My family had moved from the D.C. area out by Chicagoland. So this guy had a radio station, WROK in Rockford.
Rockford, Illinois.
And I had already worked in radio at Winks out here in Rockville when I was 14, but I didn't know how to get a job out there. So I drove by this radio station constantly, and one Saturday morning, I'm driving by, and he sees me in the parking lot, and he comes out, and he says, can I help you? Now, rather than say to the guy, it's 1975, so I'm 15, something like that, 16, something like that. Anyway, whatever age I am, instead of saying to him, I love radio, and I've worked at a couple of radio stations, I hung around a radio station, I lie to the guy, and I say, my name's Dave Kellogg. I'm from WPGC in Washington, D.C., now, because I've hung around this radio station, WPGC, when I'm a kid.
Mm-hmm. Why did you lie to him like that?
Mike.
What were you thinking?
To get in.
You were 15.
No, I wanted to get in.
Oh, you wanted an in.
I wanted just to get inside the radio station.
Right.
So rather than say the truth to the guy and say, hey, I'm just a kid and I've hung around radio stations, I've had a couple of part-time jobs, I lay this line of BS on him and I'm so good at it, the guy invites me in. So now I'm sitting at his office, and I swear to Christ, this is a true story. Sitting at his office, we're having a cup of coffee. I don't drink coffee. I'm 15 years old. And he's asking me about WPGC, which is this big station that I more or less interned at during the
Hartmore.
The Hartmore Gladiator era.
That's right. Listen, if you're ever going out to the Midwest, Donnie G., what I suggest you do is you tell that particular program you're talking to that you're one of our personalities.
So I leave the station that day, and he says, well, you know what, stay in touch. You know, send me a tape and resume or whatever. You know, blah, blah, you'll never want to come work here. But you know, you're a nice guy because it's such a big city. So
you're feeling like a big shot, but you're feeling probably a little guilty as well.
No, I felt no guilt.
Really?
Here's where it bit me in the ass. It's about a year later, and I've left home now, and I'm working in Appleton, Wisconsin. And guess what station has an opening? WROK in Rockford. I send the guy a tape, because back then, you just took a job on the telephone.
Right.
So I send the guy the tape, and the tape is me, Don Geronimo, Mike Source. He calls me, and he goes, hey, that's a good tape. I got an opening for 10 to 2 at night, whatever. I pay, you know, $250 a week. I said, great. We'll put you up in a hotel for 3 days. I said, fantastic. He said, all right, quit your job. I'll see you in 2 weeks. Bye. Looking forward to it. See you later. I hung up the phone, and only after I hung up the phone did I realize, oh, this is the guy that I lied to like a year ago. He doesn't know I'm the same guy.
Right.
He doesn't know, and he's not seen me. And when I went into the station that morning,
how long a period of time had passed between you lying to him and
about a year.
Mm-hmm. You probably haven't changed that much between 15 and 16.
So I quit the job at the station in Wisconsin, and I drive to Rockford with all my stuff in the U-Haul, and I get to whatever the flea bag motel is. They put you up for 3 days while you're finding a place to live, dreading the fact that I'm going to have to go in the next day. And I'm saying, well, maybe he won't remember. I was, you know, just some kid on a Saturday morning. Uh-huh. So I go to the front desk, WRK. Yes, Carl Hamilton, please. I'm the new DJ. Yes, hold on just a moment. He comes out, and he walks through the door. He's got a big smile on his face, and it takes him exactly 2 seconds. He says, no. No, he says, you come with me right now. And I knew that I was so friggin' busted.
Oh.
He sat me down at his desk and he said, why did you tell me you were somebody else? So I told him the truth at that point. So I said, listen, you know, he said, how old are you? I said, 15 and a half. You know, so I'll be 16 in September. He said, have you worked in radio? Besides, I said, yeah. He said, this station in Appleton, Wisconsin. Is this a real station? Is this a real tape that you sent?
So he's totally,
yeah. And I said, no, I said, listen, I've been to radio since I was 12. I just didn't have the guts to tell you because I wanted to get in. You probably wouldn't have let me in if you thought I was some creepy kid. He said, you're right, I wouldn't have let you in. And then he said, now I'm going to have to think about this for a minute.
Mm.
You have a seat. I'll be back in a couple of seconds.
Good for him. So he was pissed.
Yeah, you bet he was pissed. I lied to him, and then he ended up hiring me. And I'm here. I am waltzing in, thinking there's not a. You know, I'm psyching myself into this, thinking he's not going to remember me. Not a
right.
So he goes, "Hi, nice." And he just points with his finger. You, come here, come on. So then he sat me down. He said, "I'm going to hire you, but I want to tell you, you are on the shakiest of shaky ground. I'm going to tell you that right now. You do anything wrong, I'm going to fire your ass." You got the, you know, he gave me the whole lecture.
Right.
He ended up being a really great guy, and he's the guy that gave me that whole thing about having stage presence.
Right.
That was his whole big thing. Whatever you say, you know, once he got over the fact that I had lied to him about my identity.
See, that's where you went from Blue 92, right, or Blue.
Blue 128. Thanks, Rob. Yeah. I think that might be the tape, as a matter of fact, that I sent to get the job.
Right.
Yeah. So, yeah, it was from Appleton, Wisconsin to Rockford. Anyways, so it was Carl Hamilton that told me that.
Carl Hamilton.
Carl. Not Hugh Hamilton.
Carl. Hugh Hamilton.
Hugh Hamilton. You're gone.
I'm Hugh Hamilton.
You're gone. And stage presence, as long as you're on the topic, John Stevens last night, his last performance on American Idol
was one of the worst I've ever heard.
It was
terrible.
It was so bad, it was great, but here's the thing. It was so bad, it was great, that it was bad.
It was great that it was bad, but it made me wonder something out loud that I've wondered the whole time. Probably one of the most difficult things those people do is as soon as they get booted out, They're like, hey, you're gone. Sorry, your life's over.
Now,
go sing for us sing one more. Last time.
You know, after we've worked you into the ground.
That's the great cruelty of that show.
Yeah. Right.
That's the great cruelty. But he looked, didn't that kid look like just like a noodle last night?
Do they get any scratch at all? I was curious about that with American
Idol. I think they
I mean, I'm thinking the whole time it's the Fox Network.
I think they got to make some scale, like for doing those ridiculous, that whip commercial last night.
It's so obvious that they really, they work them to death. And then they're like, we have no more use for you.
You know what I think he'll do okay is he'll tour. With the American Idol tour.
Oh, that's the big nugget they throw to him, right.
Which they started to show last night.
But, of course, they get a cut of that, too.
Well, of course.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's a wonderful deal for everybody.
Lots of money.
Hello, I'm touring. I was thinking about him touring. I mean, and he doesn't even deserve to tour. Do you see when they were doing the Latin steps?
And
the
like,
Latin dance step? He
sure
just
he
looked
does.
Like, I mean, he was the chocolate to the onion.
Sure, he deserves to tour. So does JPL. So does that big, dumb country guy that was on about 6 weeks ago.
Hey, that guy was better than JPL or John Stevens. You know,
so says you.
So say I.
So says you.
Amen.
And everybody from the station watching it with all those people, that was pretty great. Now,
it
Buzz,
was fun.
Now, Buzz, did you like it more watching it with a group of people than you did watching it by yourself?
I did, because you could hear other people talking about it, and you could join in the conversations, and it was good. It was like being part of a live audience.
Nobody likes the station parties more than Buzz. I think Buzz likes them more than anybody.
I wish we had like two a week.
That's when Buzz wears his velvet shirts.
Buzz brings out a different costume. for those get-togethers, and I was noticing his costume yesterday, which
it's
is
something like Antonio Banderas would have worn.
Exactly,
in Zorro,
Enrique Iglesias.
On God,
there we go. And you got another variation of that on there today, you know,
just a regular shirt.
Is that an egg in your hand?
Why, yes, it is. It's my hard-boiled egg.
Why are you just holding
Please
an egg?
Please focus on the show.
I am focusing on the show.
Doesn't it feel great to say that, though, Mike?
I'm usually the one that's accused of
that. The first day you've noticed. I do this every day.
Do you hold the egg during the entire first segment?
I do. It's, you know, I twiddle with my hands, and then it also helps bring the shell to room temperature. So
do you occasionally glance up at the second hand on the clock thinking, oh, man, probably another 15 seconds till I eat this egg?
No. It's something to fiddle
with. But I want to tell you something. He's been rubbing that thing. I was down in the newsroom an hour ago, and I opened the door and I walked in and said hello to Buzz. I said, "You having your egg?" And here was the quote. He said, "I'm just warming it up."
That was 40 minutes ago, and it's perfectly odorless.
Now is it peeled yet?
No.
Oh, so it hasn't been peeled yet.
There you go. I got the shell on.
Do you really warm it up with your hand?
If you warm the shell a little bit, it peels away from the egg more easily.
You know, Buzz.
Science.
Science.
She blinded me with science.
Thomas Dolby.
If you really want science, bring your eggs to a boil, turn it off, wait 17 minutes, then put them in ice water. The shell jumps off.
Oh, this is Rob's
Oh,
big,
I'm going to try that.
Rob's treat. Rob was into this dyeing the eggs for his kids this year.
Right. Rob has said this before. Now, what is it again? One more time. For those people that might be jotting this down at home.
And for those of you about to turn the dial, I promise we'll have something besides eggs in a moment. Robbie?
Always eggs, Don. Cover eggs in water, at least an inch of water over the top of the egg.
An inch has to be over the top of the
egg. Bring it to a full boil.
Full boil.
Turn it off. Cover it.
Yes.
With heavy cream.
Exactly. 17 minutes.
17 minutes.
And then...
Then put sweet potatoes on top.
And those
little baby marshmallows.
Yes, then, add Kraft marshmallows, mayonnaise, diced onions, chocolate ice cream, and presto, another delicious entree from Kraft.
Then you put them in ice water for 2 minutes. Then into the boiling water again, just 15 seconds.
No, this is already. Now it's like one of your poker games.
But it's true.
Really?
Make you a perfect egg.
Yeah, but that's way too much.
You know what you're doing right now?
A bit elaborate.
You're pulling a Julie Fullman.
You really are.
But I thought I had the presence because it really is important to me.
Eject. Eject, Robin.
I'm gone. Goodbye.
Eject. We got the Joe stuff.
Yes.
And we've not heard it. No. Now, none of us has heard the Joe Mo segment.
Joe Mo's.
Yes.
Joe Mo's.
This is where we send Joe Ardinger out on the street. We've got a bunch of, you know what, let's do a break. We'll come back. We'll get into it. Joe was out, I think, at a subway stop and a metro stop today. So it's an exciting edition of Joe Mo.
Hope he caught some of those morning commuters.
When we come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Richard Hayden?
Tommy.
So where's my dad? I thought he was going to meet me at the airport.
He was at the airport this morning, but you weren't on the plane.
He said he had a surprise for me.
Maybe. I guess you should have called.
I did call earlier when using the phone.
Earlier? When was that?
Or later when then...
I left a message.
A message? What number did you call?
2-4-9-5-6-7-8.
I can't hear you. You're trailing off. And did I catch a niner in there? Were you calling from a walkie-talkie?
No, it was cordless.
The Don and Mike Show.
They share common interests. Don and Mike.
Yeah, yeah.
We do.
Okay, Joe Ardinger standing by. We sent him out today to the subway, to the metro stop, with a bunch of questions, and I've been told that Joe did well.
Come on, come on, come on, come on now.
I've been told. And there wasn't a lot of the Joe that we like and sometimes get mad at. Joe driving in the car with
Joe played it kind of straight.
Joe talking to the inner government,
right,
know, listening to the radio, trying to park the car.
Joe was motivated.
He started the tape recorder when he arrived at the metro stop, at the subway stop.
Wow. That is a stone-cold miracle.
All right, we're getting his music set. You remember the questions from yesterday?
Oh. We have new standards.
Wow. You know,
that was that party last night.
I'm a little tired.
It's carrying over into tonight.
I'm a little tired. I had a night last night.
You know, I'm sorry, but I must tell you that when that happens on the show, I just believe it is, we are hitting our stride.
Yep.
We are in a good wheelhouse. That is a very, very good thing.
See, I was going to say something was funny, and I actually halfway said, it was a really special kind of funny.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, when something's really funny, you say, man, that is so funny, and then you punctuate it with another word.
Kind of half came out of my mouth.
Right.
Boy, you see those spidey senses?
Yeah.
Go right to that button.
Right on there.
Boom.
Yeah, I'm just glad you were quick. You were cat-like.
Well, God knows now.
Yeah,
I would imagine.
No one else. Hey, believe me, no one else is protecting you.
Buttons across North America were pushed.
Right.
When they heard that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you're right. Sorry about that. That's, you know what that is? That's the cost. An occasional nasty word that's deleted out. That is the cost of us just having fun. That's
absolutely.
Right. Is that, you know, and I was.
If you don't have fun in here, what's the point of getting
right
in here?
It was a while. We weren't having fun in here. We're having fun again.
We definitely are.
We're having so much fun. Thank God that didn't get out.
You might have gotten away with it, even if because it was a partial.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. We already got like one strike against us.
I know we do.
Close enough. Anyway, I was told.
Yes.
This is real funny.
Yes.
Real super funny.
That's what I heard.
Right. Oh, it's time for Joe Mo's.
It's time for another edition of Joe Mo's. Joe Ardinger, man on the street.
Yeah. Joe's at the subway station. He has a list of about 15 questions. We've asked him to do them all very rapid fire. And from what I understand, Joe got some halfway.
Joe Mo's.
Some halfway decent responses.
That's a good thing.
So here now is our man, Joe. Here's today's Joe Mo's. Down to the subway.
Yeah, like that.
The metro.
Hello, I'm Joe from the first season of American Idol. Can I ask you a few questions, safe for broadcast for CBS Radio?
That's my guy.
Please, just a minute. Hi, I'm Joe from the first season of American Idol. Can I ask you a few questions for CBS Radio, safe for broadcast?
You can, but I don't know anything about it.
What is your opinion of lovable redhead John Stevens?
Don't even know who he is.
Oh, see, the timing on this is great.
And I like the people that just can't be bothered. And
right.
Most people in this town can't be bothered.
True. Because the redhead got axed.
Yes. Yeah.
So we got his name in there.
Mm-hmm. Who do you prefer, Carrot Top singer John Stevens or Carrot Top the comedian?
Again, don't know who they are.
Okay.
How often did you vote for an American Idol?
Zero times.
Did you watch the final episode of Friends?
No.
What was your opinion of it?
I never did.
Okay, just for those who are...
I don't do anything.
For those who are hard of funny, the last episode of Friends does not air until next week.
It hasn't been on yet.
Yeah, no. Just so you know.
There is the joke, ladies and gentlemen.
Just so you get it.
Right.
I proudly served my country in Vietnam. Do you think less of me because I threw all of my many medals over the fence at the White House?
Not really.
Did you...
He's
Vietnam.
So, he's so remedial.
Yeah, he is. In Vietnam.
In a good way.
Yeah, all right, bud.
In a good way, bud. Did you know that the president lives in the White House?
Yeah.
Who will you support in the presidential election, George W. Bush or Jim Carrey?
Probably John Kerry.
Ah, he corrected him. Yeah, or did he?
Or did he?
Or
yeah.
did he think that Joe just said?
You know,
John Kerry.
Those questions will never be answered, right?
Who is guiltier, Michael Jackson or George W. Bush?
Probably Jackson.
What was your feeling when you first found out that James Garner had passed away?
Nothing really.
All right. Oh wow! That's un-American.
This is where I was going to tell you something happened that was just spectacularly funny.
Really?
That I'm on the telephone this morning with Rob. We're talking right. about the show and whatever.
Right.
And the other line rings. It's my wife. She's on her way to work. I go, Robbie, hold on a second. Frida's on the other line. I pick it up and I go, yeah, hey, baby, listen, I'm on with Rob. We're you know talking about something for the show. She said, okay, I got one question real quick. My mom just called me. When did James Garner die?
Yeah.
And
that's where she didn't get the joke either.
See, now that's,
yeah, see, there's the joke, ladies and gentlemen.
That's why I almost dropped the up on when I said that's funny.
Absolutely. James Garner very much alive.
Right, but my mother-in-law, you know, heard, so I had to say.
And if you want to go deeper into the comedy of that, James Garner very much alive, mm-hmm. and on the show that featured John Ritter, who is dead. Right, there it is.
Why it's funny.
That's why it is funny.
But it's also funny that my mother, this is in the middle of nothing. She was a big fan.
She got worried.
Thought she'd missed that
obituary. She got worried. As somebody might, you know. What did I miss? Did I miss the fact that James Garner
died?
And he's very much alive. Thank God he's national treasure.
Let's see.
Much beloved.
Never better. Let's see if she's at home.
Absolutely, Rob. James Garner, never better.
Mom's-in-law. Check out his butt in Space Cowboys.
I heard that stuff you put on there about me being dead. And I think you're in a bit of trouble.
Either she's not there, she don't want to pick up the phone because she's embarrassed, my mother-in-law.
Son, don't make the comedy hay on my death's door.
I'm guessing she'll be less embarrassed after she hears the people on the street not know.
Yeah, I guess so. Although that guy, you know, how'd you feel when you first found out he was dead? What did that guy say?
Nothing.
Yeah, he felt nothing.
I think that's what he said, nothing. Felt nothing.
All right, now the
Did not watch Friends, did not watch American Idol, feel nothing.
Now it's time for the Ellen question.
Like so many others, enjoy the Ellen DeGeneres chat show on television, but I recently read an internet rumor on the computer that she may be homosexual. What say you?
Doesn't matter to me.
What do you think of my British accent?
You don't have one.
Right.
Do you have a message for Robert Blake?
I don't even know who he is.
Wow.
Aren't you glad that the FCC cleaned up radio?
Not really.
May I have a dollar, please?
Oh, what's that for?
I just need a dollar.
I see. So this is all a scam to get a dollar.
Have a good day.
I think you gave him a dollar.
Joe Mose.
Yeah, I'd like to know if Joe got a dollar.
I heard paper rustling. Maybe.
Joe Find got out if Joe got a dollar.
Joe got. I think he told me he got $1.85 today. I guess we'll figure out on the tape how he got the cents. Hey, Joe, how much money did you get today?
$1.85
Did that guy give you a dollar?
Yes.
Very good.
Yeah. He did. All right.
What
did
he might have been afraid of you.
What did he look like, Joe?
He looked, I don't know, he looked kind of Middle Eastern, but he didn't have the accent, so.
Did you ever think about reporting him?
No, my suspicions were not aroused.
Especially after the dollar.
All right, thank you, Joe.
Sure.
Bye-bye.
Joe Mose.
Here we go. Joe, number two. Time at the subway.
Hi, I'm Joe from the First American Idol. Can I ask you a few questions for CBS Radio?
Yeah.
What is your opinion of lovable redhead John Stevens?
Well, I don't really watch it that much. I've only seen him once. I don't really have an opinion on that. I mean, he's
I love Joe.
Who do you prefer, Carrot Top singer John Stevens or Carrot Top the comedian?
The comedian.
Uh-huh. How often did you vote for American Idol?
Twice.
Did you watch the final episode of Friends?
No.
What was your opinion of it?
I didn't watch it.
That's right.
I proudly served my country in Vietnam. Do you think less of me because I threw all of my many medals over the fence at the White House?
No.
Did you know that the president lives in the White House?
Yes.
Who will you...
Let me just say... Who stands at the subway stop and answers ridiculous questions? Did you know the president lives in the White House?
It's his unmistakable charm. That's why they stand with him.
All right, Bush or Kerry now. Here we go.
Support in the presidential election. George W. Bush or Jim Kerry?
Oh, Jim Kerry? Bush.
Who is guiltier, Michael Jackson or George W. Bush?
Bush.
That's
what
super
was your
Bush.
Feeling when you first found out that James Garner had passed away?
I didn't know he passed away.
I, like so many others, enjoy the Ellen DeGeneres chat show on television, but I recently read an internet rumor on the computer that she may be homosexual. What say you?
Whoa, I didn't. I don't think she's homosexual at all.
What planet is this guy?
He doesn't think she's a homosexual.
Did he say, I think she's gay, though?
Yeah, I also, I would like to point out, he also said he would vote for George Bush and that George Bush was guilty.
And, well, and I was right. One vote for Bush, one vote for Michael Jackson as far as who's guilty.
That's correct.
Okay, can you back that up just a little bit? Just like half a second?
Okay, here we go. He seemed to stop on the Jim Carrey thing, so I think he really weighed George Bush against Jim Carrey and answered Bush for that.
Oh, okay. You're giving him a lot of credit.
Sure.
What do you think what
I
do?
Yeah, hold on. If you back it up, he says, I think she's gay.
Uh-huh.
Right? Hold on. Let me hear this again. Okay,
I thought I heard it.
Chat show on television, but I recently read an internet rumor on the computer that she may be homosexual. What say you?
Whoa, I don't think she's homosexual at all. I don't think she's gay.
I think he said, I don't think she's gay.
I thought he said, I don't think she's homosexual. I think she's gay.
No, I don't think she's... this is the way it went. I don't think she's homosexual. I don't think she's gay.
Oh, okay, let me hear it one more time.
You can't really even hear the dumb.
Yeah, but I could hear it one more time.
I recently read an internet rumor on the computer that
you want
she
me
may
to
be homosexual.
Analyze it.
What say you?
Whoa, I don't think she's homosexual at all. I don't think she's gay.
What do you
Yeah, you're right. I don't think she's gay.
It doesn't sound like you have one.
Oh, the British accent.
Do you have a message for Robert Blake?
No. Stay cool.
Aren't you glad
cool. Hey, your brother.
Cleaned up radio?
Not really.
May I have a dollar, please?
I don't have any money.
All right, thanks.
Joe Moe.
I like that one.
Yeah.
Right, that was a good one, Joe. That was a good Joe. Oh, here we go.
Hi.
Oh, here's another one.
I'm Joe from the first season of American Idol. Can I ask you a few questions to be broadcast for CBS Radio?
Sure, no problem.
Joe Moe.
What is your opinion of lovable redhead John Stevens?
I'm not too familiar with John Stevens.
Who do you prefer, Carrot Top singer John Stevens or Carrot Top the comedian?
Probably Carrot Top the comedian.
How often do you vote for American
Unanimous.
Idol?
Honestly, I haven't voted but once.
Did you watch the final episode of Friends?
No, I haven't.
What was your opinion of it?
I didn't watch the final episode.
I proudly served my country in Vietnam. Do you think less of me because I threw all of my many medals over the fence at the White House?
Can you repeat the question one more time?
Oh, that is that's gold. Can you please repeat the question? Because it's
then
my,
we have to hear Joe read Vietnam again.
The two favorite reads for me on Joe are the Vietnam question
right. And
the Ellen question.
And I'm partial. I'm Joe from the first season of American Idol.
Yeah,
which just goes
right
by.
Bingo.
I proudly served my country in Vietnam. Do you think less of me because I threw all of my many medals over the White House fence?
Could be yes.
What? Could be.
Did you know that the president lives in the
less.
White House?
Definitely.
Who will you support in the presidential election, George W. Bush or Jim Carrey?
I would rather support Jim Carrey.
Ah! We got one. Right, there's a guy.
There you go. I wonder if he does a follow-up. We didn't get the whole answer.
Okay, you back it up. Back it up a little bit. Oh, here we go.
I proudly served my country in Vietnam. Do you think less of me because I threw all of my many medals over the White House fence?
Could be, yes. Could be thinking that.
Did you know that the president lives in the White House?
Definitely.
Definitely.
Who will you support in the presidential election, George W. Bush or Jim Carrey?
I would rather support Jim Carrey.
Who is guiltier, Michael Jackson or George W. Bush?
George W. Bush, partly because of the war in Iraq and how he made a big mistake declaring that there was nuclear weapons in there. And basically nothing was found. Basically a big mistake on his part.
What was your feeling when you first found out that James Garner had passed away?
It's something sad, you know. It's something that you gotta take to the heart because he was very important to a lot of people in life here. And you know, definitely.
Joe Moe.
I, like so many others, enjoy the Ellen DeGeneres chat show on television. But I recently read an internet rumor on the computer that she may be homosexual. What say you?
Rumors I wouldn't really rely on, you know, it's a lot of this media that gets that.
Again,
this guy wants to get his answers up.
Yeah. Can I just point out, you could go to Africa. You could go to a lost continent. You could go to Robinson Crusoe on Mars. And you could say, who's Ellen? And he'd say, oh, she's that famous lesbian.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Amen.
Right. Joe.
Attention from people who tries to get attention by, you know, broadcasting and saying rumors to extend, you know, lies.
What do you think of my British accent?
I didn't really notice it.
Do you have a message for Robert Blake?
No, none at all.
Aren't you glad the FCC has cleaned up radio?
Quite a bit it has, yes, but there's still some major issues they're dealing with, illicit language on the radio station.
Joe
sometimes it gets broadcasted. That needs to be cleared up sometimes, too, you know.
Thanks, dummy.
Some action against the radio stations, which, you know.
Some actions against our listeners.
They allow this illicit language on sometimes.
May I have a dollar, please?
Right now I have 50 cents on me.
All right, thanks, man.
I think he'll get his wishes about the FCC when Jim Carrey's like.
We got a break. Now we got more of this.
I love this.
We got more of it, and I find myself fascinated.
It's riveting. It is.
It's the combination of Joe.
Mm-hmm. That was my favorite interview. That last one.
And Joe's doing it right for a change this time. It's just the rapid fire. You know, did you watch the final episode of Friends? No, I didn't. What was your opinion of it? That's how you do it.
For anybody that suspects that occasionally the news media can manipulate what people say.
Oh, my God.
This is the way it works.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
And the greatest thing for me is three letters. NAM.
Yeah, Vietnam. Vietnam.
That's the rock star pronunciation.
Right. Okay, so we got the Joe thing. Oh, and listen, the trip to Los Angeles. We're going to play a game tonight and give away another trip to Los Angeles.
Very good.
Might as well read this slug. A trip for two to Los Angeles to attend the 2004 Taurus World Stunt Awards. Trip at two nights, 3 days hotel and event passes to see Paramount Studios Hollywood. The 2004 Taurus World Stunt Awards hosted by Dennis Hopper. Televised on Wednesday, May 26th, 9 p.m. on Spike TV, the first network for men. That's a trip to Los Angeles. We'll give that away on today's show.
All right.
What?
Sometimes my mind just wanders.
Yes.
I was just wondering, yeah, that's an award show. It's called the Taurus Awards, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I was just wondering
if they have the model?
No, I was just thinking, wouldn't it be wonderful if they could combine? We have too many award shows, and I was just thinking it would be wonderful if they combine it with the Clio's. You know, I just thought it would be great if they did that. I don't know why my mind went there, but it did, and I thought I'm so glad I had a chance to share it with you.
Me too. We'll be. I knew that's what.
Is that did you?
I knew that you
did.
Knew.
You feel me?
I felt your dog.
Yeah, really. Just to, you know, get them into one. You know, take care of the ad people and the stunt people at the same time.
Is I?
Yeah, I.
A little bitchy.
That's right, dog.
I'm feeling you.
Yeah.
I'm feeling you.
All right.
You stood here like a man. And then Ryan Seacrest is, Ryan Seacrest is like crying too.
Right.
Aren't you glad it's over?
He's going to go back and have a big bowl of chocolate ice cream and eat an onion.
Aren't you glad it's over?
Yes.
Okay. Now that you're crying, now that you've so yelled yourself, go on out and sing one more time for 30 million people.
I suck.
At that point, all the judges are just looking down at the table. Poor Gloria Estefan, still sitting there. She's going like this, back and forth their hands while he's singing his song at the very, like, yeah.
I suck so bad. I suck so bad.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
May I help you?
Yes. This is not the best breakfast I ever ate, and I'd like my money back.
I believe you have to fill out a form for that.
No, I'd like my money back now.
I'm sorry, it doesn't work that way. You see, I have to fill out a form, and, well, you ate most of it already, so...
See that sign? It says 100% guaranteed. You know what the meaning of guarantee is? Did they teach you that here?
Sir, if you just wait a minute...
Look, just put your little hand back in the cash register and give me my $2.75 back, please, Brad.
Sir, if you just give me a minute, I'll find the forms. I'll take care of everything.
I don't have a minute. You've made me late enough. I am so tired of dealing with incompetence. It says 100% guaranteed, you moron.
Mister, if you don't shut up, I'm going to kick 100% of your ass.
The Don and Mike Show.
Yes, we have company.
Get out of here, Curtis. I don't hear you unless you knock.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Right.
Millions of high blood pressure sufferers in China are using Z-Strong, and it's now available in the United States.
In China.
Oh, yeah.
That's Larry.
I bet something really good is getting ready to happen to you today.
Yeah.
Thanks to Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
Thank you, Dude Walker. Listen, the trip to Los Angeles, we'll give it away. It's going to be one of the games that we played before, but with a different twist.
Very good.
I think you'll like it. It's not one of the new games. I think this will work out well today to give away the trip to Los Angeles. I'll just set it up by saying if you have a kid, if you have a kid, work best if the kid is like my kid's age, over 18.
Okay.
If the kid's over 18, stay tuned. Stay tuned. This contest, incidentally, for parents.
Okay.
A contest for parents. You know why, Mike? Because parents just don't understand.
Never have, Don.
Parents just don't understand.
They don't.
And it has started for me. My son is...
Oh, that's right. Your son is home.
He is already home from college. He's home like a week before everybody else.
Right.
And he's going to be here until, I think, August.
Okay.
Is that when he has to go back to school?
Probably.
Something like that. So last night, we're having the discussion about... Okay, we're going to get into a regular rhythm with a sleeping schedule. We're going to get you up at a certain time. You're going to go to bed at a certain time. Last night, Frieda and I are both just sawing logs. Mm-hmm. When he's still a good enough guy. He comes in and tells us when he's
right,
here.
Right.
And I wake up and I look at the clock, and it's 2 a.m. And I say, okay, what time do you want to get up? He says, 8 hours, 10 a.m. I said, Chief, you got it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, by this time, mommy's already gone to work.
Sure.
So it's just the bathroom guys and I. Oh, the bathroom is still under siege.
Mm-hmm.
I do have fantastic bathroom news.
What is your bathroom news?
By tomorrow, in all of the ruins and rubble that used to be my bathroom.
Yes.
While there still are ruins and rubble and there's still big giant holes in the floor and there's tile half up.
Right.
The point is, there will be a functioning toilet. That's
congratulations. That's a breakthrough. You know, I'm so proud of you.
That's all I've wanted for the last 37
You've
days.
You've been waiting for that for so long.
Not that I'm counting.
And you'll be able to use it?
Yes.
And I feel great for you. I feel very bad for the workmen.
But you don't know. I get up in the morning. Come on. You take it for granted. Anything in life,
sure.
When you've got it and it's there, you
is it like, your favorite one in the house?
Here's the thing. It's the closest to the bedroom.
That's what you need.
When I get up first thing in the morning, or God forbid, I get that thing in the middle of the night. When, you wake up and you got to go to the bathroom.
Well, it happens more now to me than it used to.
Amen, Regis.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Does it happen to you more?
Well,
I mean, come on. Let's be honest.
It depends on how much I've had to drink. And I don't mean like alcohol.
When I'm dieting, which I am now, I find and I'm drinking a lot more water that, 3:30, 4:30 in the morning.
You might want to see a doctor.
I'm busting your balls. No, I do find that I make those early morning trips, and then sometimes it's difficult.
But there's nothing better. There's nothing better. Like if you wake up at 5 and you got to go number one, mm-hmm. you just get up and you just go. You're like half asleep because you know where the bathroom is. It's not quite sunny out yet. You just lift the lid up. You go and then you go crawl right back into bed.
Right.
And then
it's really cold, and I have that. Because if I'm dieting and it's a super cold morning and the house is very cold, I don't bother. I go right there.
Well, that's why, incidentally, Mike is registered for rubber sheets at Target.
That's absolutely, and you get them in nice colors.
And I know you don't like talking about this, but I'll say this.
Right.
I know one of the things that went wrong in this marriage, and I don't know a lot, and I'm going to call you on it.
You talking about my number two marriage?
Yes. Your number two marriage, and the number one problem, and pun intended, was when your wife would hang the bed sheets out the window.
I just thought that was uncalled for. I told her, if we can get a temperature regulated in the house where it's not under 60 degrees in the morning when I don't want to get out of bed, but she said, no, I'm still hanging the sheets out the window for all the neighbors to see, just like Michael Landon.
So I go to wake up Boy Wonder today, and I go, hey, buddy boy. 10 o'clock, up and get it. And he goes, okay, I'm awake, Dad. I said, great. I went downstairs. I'm doing whatever I'm doing. I'm talking to the guys working on the bathroom. Come back upstairs about 10:30. I go, Bart, it was 10 o'clock wake-up time, start of a new regimen. Oh, I'm tired. I said, okay, well, what time do you want to get up? Noon. I said, you got it. You know, he's a grown-up. Mm-hmm. I've taken away his credit cards. He's got no cash. He's got to get a job.
Right.
So noon rolls around. He's still sleeping.
Sure.
Still sleeping. I go have my lunch, get ready for work. I'm coming upstairs. 12:45. I'm like 2 seconds away from leaving the house. I go upstairs. I finally go, hey, dude, come on. It's 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Right.
Oh, I go, what are you going to do today? He goes, if I have time, I'm going to get some applications in, I guess.
That's my guy.
There you go.
That's my guy.
You're off and running. You know, it's the first day. I know it's his
first day.
First day,
uh-huh. And there's no need for that siren, you know, that steam siren to go off.
It might get it. Didn't go off.
At some point, it will go off.
Oh,
I think that
it's dangerously close to that going.
You know,
remember on the Flintstones?
Yeah.
Remember
right.
when Fred would get pissed?
Yes.
And his face would get real red, like one of those thermometers that's about ready to pow,
sure.
bust open.
Steam out the ears.
That was it, but it's not happening yet. So, Mike, enjoy this time you have with your wonderful daughters. While they're still precocious.
They're
and you,
wonderful.
And you actually want to videotape them.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, I got my kid.
You know, it really resembled last night at the third grade play, and it was just the third grade that was doing this play. It really resembled a press conference with the amount of video cameras that were rolling. I was not the only one. I think I had the biggest camera, though.
Of course you did.
I was pretty proud of that.
Way to go, Chief.
Well, you know, that's like Jack Diamond with a Corvette.
What was cute, though, is they brought the lights up at the end when they were all taking their picture. All the kids, and I looked over, and I'm looking at her, and I give her the thumbs up. I'm like, Catherine, I'm proud of you. Great job. Great job. She goes, Dad, what? I'm like, what? She said, I'm not supposed to notice you.
Which apparently was their stage instruction.
Oh,
you know?
Good.
Because
yeah,
don't notice
right.
your parents right. when they're in the audience, you know, right. so they could be good performers.
How could they not miss you when you have that gigantic professional-sized box with a harness that the TV guys have?
I don't
you know,
have that
padded,
the shoulder strap.
That padded thing that you yeah. don't have to smell like the inside of somebody's shoe.
CBS eye on the side.
It was great. It was absolutely wonderful.
So the trip to Los Angeles is coming up.
Good.
We'll give that away in a second. We are going to go with another round of Joe Mo's.
Joe Mo's.
Because, frankly, we love Joe on the street.
It's time for another edition of
yes.
Joe Mo's.
Joe Mo.
Joe Artinger, man on the street.
See, it's J-O, Joe, M-O-S. Joe Mo's, man on street. J-O-M-O-S.
Joe,
man on street. And here's Joe.
Hi. I'm Joe from the first season of American Idol. Can I ask you a few questions taped for broadcast for CBS Radio? No?
Is it no?
Apparently. Hi, I'm Joe from the first season of American Idol. Can I ask you a few questions for CBS Radio? Please?
Oh. A truly sick.
What was that? I missed that.
I don't know. Hold on. Back it up.
It was a Joe aside.
Request denied.
Sounds like Joe just got turned down again, but he did have some comment.
Okay,
here we go.
From the first season of American Idol, can I ask you a few questions taped for broadcast for CBS Radio? No?
Don't watch it.
Hi, I'm Joe from the first season of American Idol. Can I ask you a few questions for CBS Radio? Please?
A truly freak.
What?
A truly freak?
He say, what
truly freak?
A truly freak? What is he doing?
I don't know what that means.
What's patchouli?
Or did he say a truly...
Hello?
What's a patchouli freak?
Patchouli oil. She was stank like bull urine.
Patchouli. What is it?
Patchouli.
She stank like what, Joe?
It's not patchouli
oil. You know what patchouli oil is?
Yeah,
no.
I do. It's called patchouli oil.
It's what all the deadhead girls wear.
With a C-H, not an R.
Joe, you're mispronouncing it.
Joe, your mentor is telling you something now.
Can you hear Buzz, Joe?
Yes.
Yeah.
Tell him again, Buzz.
P-A-T-C-H-O-U-L-I, patchouli.
Not patchouli.
But either way, good ad-lib, because it was a put-down.
Well, she stank. She was reeking up the whole...
But how do we pronounce it now, just so we see if we've learned our lesson?
I don't know.
Come on, try, Joe.
Patchouli.
No.
No?
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 Joe Moe.
Here is he.
What did Joe just say, Joe? What did Buzz just say?
I can't hear on the phone.
Patchouli. Patchouli.
Patchouli.
Patchouli.
No, patchouli.
Patchouli.
Okay. He's bye a bye. Problem child.
Goodbye, Yao Ming. I'll see you later.
Arden, you're out.
Bye-bye. You know, just realize that Yao Ming is deaf in one ear.
Is he really?
Yeah, he is. Hello. Hey, Shaquille O'Neal, I get you real bad. I don't hear nothing you say about me. I'm deaf in this. I didn't know. Yao Ming is deaf in one ear. That makes him an even more incredible oddity slash superstar.
Right, they all pass the ball to his bad side. What's up, Doc? How are you doing?
Okay, here's... I was a little Shaq and Dennis.
Yeah, on. Thank you.
Here's Joe.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm Joe from the first season of American Idol. Can I ask you a few questions for CBS Radio?
Sure you are.
It's real quick. Okay.
I'm in a hurry.
Sure.
Yeah, all right.
Hi, I'm Joe from the first season of American Idol. Can I ask you a few questions for CBS Radio, tape for broadcast? What is your opinion of lovable redhead John Stevens?
Oh, I think he was a good guy. And it was unfortunate for him to get kicked off.
So this guy knows.
Do you prefer Carrot Top singer John Stevens or Carrot Top the comedian?
The singer.
How often did you vote for American Idol?
Good thing.
I never voted. Never got the chance of voting.
Did you watch the final episode of Friends?
Yeah, I did.
What was your opinion of it?
I mean, it was not too bad, yeah.
This man is lying.
And is it me, or does there seem to be a lot of accent?
Joe seems to be seeking out people that might not have been born here in this country.
Washington, D.C.
But wherever this guy is from, they've already shown the last episode of Friends, and it was okay.
Or he's doing what many people, I think, that have adopted this language as their own do. They nod and say yes a lot.
I proudly served my country in Vietnam. Do you think less of me because I threw all of my many medals over the fence at the White House?
No, I mean, I think we should see above his above this act, and
what? You see a Volvo. I think you should see a Volvo.
About the reason why he acted so.
Okay, let's stop it right there. I've got a question for everybody. Who's more difficult to understand, this guy or Joe Ardinger?
Oh, no, the terrorists. Excuse me, Mike. The people that we're interviewing now.
Right,
the people that we're interviewing now.
And, you know, we're five people into this segment, and no one has questioned the fact that Joe is clearly not old enough to have served in Vietnam.
Yeah, Rob, you're asking too much of them.
And also... I mean, a blind boy, according to Stevie Wonder, say, hi, I'm Joe from the first season of American Idol. And Stevie Wonder would say, there's no way.
Yeah, either one of you were approached and the person said, from the first season of American Idol, you would say, stop this injustice.
No, you weren't.
Security!
No, you weren't.
Right. No, you weren't.
Did you know that the president lives in the White House?
Yes.
Who will you support in the presidential election, George W. Bush or Jim Carrey?
I would support Jim Carrey.
Who is guiltier, Michael?
Mm-hmm. Most people would.
Now, is that a guy who you think knew that it was Jim Carrey?
No, he thinks it's John Carrey.
Yeah.
Okay. Absolutely. 1,000%. 1,000%.
All right, here we go. Here we go, Mr. Drudge. Hello.
Hello there, Scott.
Who is guilty? Call me Michael.
Michael Scott Shannon.
And what's your real name?
My name is...
Raymond.
Milton Drysdale.
No, your real name is Raymond.
Oh, that's right. Raymond Bailey.
Who is guiltier, Michael Jackson or George W. Bush?
Bush.
Another vote for Bush.
What was your feeling when you first found out that James Garner had passed away?
Sadness. Yeah. Very sad and sorry for his family.
Yeah, so we all are.
Like so
James Garner's still alive.
The Ellen DeGeneres chat show on television. But I recently read an internet rumor on the computer that she may be homosexual. What say you?
I mean, that's her business. I really don't care.
Of course.
Good.
What do you think of my British accent?
I mean, it's normal.
Normal.
It's for Robert Blake.
He needs to apologize. And he
all right. There you go. That's a good strategy. All right. Mr. Blake, here's what I think you should do. You get in front of the judge and he says you kill your wife, you apologize.
But apologize in that trailing off way that guy does. You know, I'm really, really sorry.
Jim Carrey.
Sorry.
What he did, he was wrong.
Aren't you glad that the FCC cleaned up radio?
Sure.
May I have a dollar, please?
Sure.
Sorry, I don't have chance.
Uh-huh.
Okay, thanks for your time.
Goodbye. Daddy knows how to say.
Joe Moe's.
Sorry, I don't have chance.
Good.
Daddy's master. Hello.
Hi, I'm Joe from the first season of American Idol. May I ask you a few questions taped for broadcast on CBS Radio?
Is this a no?
Not really. What is it about?
Oh, my.
What is your opinion of lovable redhead John Stevens? No? All right, thanks.
didn't pan out.
Didn't want to hang
Joe.
There.
Quit her. Hello, I'm Joe from the first season of American Idol. Loud subway.
I'm Joe from the first season of American Idol. Can I ask you a few questions taped for broadcast for CBS Radio?
Sure.
What is your opinion of lovable redhead John Stevens?
I don't have
to. Oh, now the train's drowning
the guy. Carrot Top singer John Stevens or Carrot Top the comedian?
I don't know a lot of those.
Come on, just a few more.
Oh, come on.
Damn.
Oh.
Oh, he's gone.
Damn.
Oh, that's the one I wish had last.
Yeah.
Oh.
Joe Moe's.
Hi, I'm Joe from the first season of American Idol. Can I ask you a few questions taped for broadcast for CBS Radio? No, thanks. I don't watch the show. Okay, thanks.
Joe Moe's.
There you go. Lots of failures.
Hi,
that's great.
I'm Joe from the first season of American Idol. Can I ask you a few questions taped for broadcast for CBS Radio?
That's
Joe Moe's.
People want to talk to him.
Hi, I'm Joe from the first season of American Idol. Can I ask you a few questions taped for broadcast for CBS Radio?
I really don't know much about American Idol.
That's okay. What's your opinion of lovable redhead John Stevens?
Way to reel him in, Joe.
I don't have any.
Who do you prefer, Carrot Top singer John Stevens or Carrot Top the comedian?
Probably the comedian, actually.
Uh-huh. Everybody says
did
that.
Did you vote often for American Idol?
No, I never watched the show.
Did you watch the final episode of Friends?
No.
So you have no opinion of it?
Nope.
I proudly served my country in Vietnam. Do you think less of me because I threw all of my medals over the fence at the White House?
No.
Did you know that the president lives at the White House?
Yes.
Who will you support in the presidential election, George W. Bush or Jim Carrey?
John Kerry, you mean?
Hey. Smart guy.
So. Jim Carrey's not running.
Who's guiltier, Michael Jackson or George W. Bush?
Yeah, that's the way to do it, too. Come on.
Well, George W. Bush was convicted, so, of DUI, I believe. So, I think he would be guiltier at the moment.
How much you want to bet this guy's got a yellow tie on? He's just one of those guys?
Yeah, yeah, smart. You hate it. You get mad when they're smart enough to know the questions are wrong.
Button down world.
We don't need people to say the questions are wrong.
Wait till we hit him.
Well, I oughta.
Wait till we hit him with James Garner and Ellen DeGeneres.
Yeah, let's
see if they're smart.
Here we go.
See if they figure out that puzzle. How smart he is.
What was your feeling when you first found out that James Garner had passed away?
All right, smart guy. Got him. Got him, schmunt guy.
Oh, I guess I didn't really have any.
Oh!
How about he's not dead?
Who's so smart now, Mr. Yellow Tie?
There you go.
He's alive. Now let's see you handle the Ellen question.
I don't remember.
I, like so many others, enjoy the Ellen DeGeneres chat show on television, but I recently read an internet rumor that the computer, that she may be homosexual. What say
you? Joe.
What? I think you admitted that years ago. What do you think of my British accent?
Oh, hold on. What did the guy say?
What did he say?
I thought she admitted that years ago.
Oh, is that what he said?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, we got a guy way too smart for this, then.
He's on to some of the questions. But not the James Garner thing. That catches everybody.
See, Robbie, I thought
she admitted that years ago. What do you think
of my British accent?
You don't have a British accent.
Do you have a message for Robert Blake?
He said proudly.
No. Aren't you glad that the FCC cleaned up radio?
No.
May I have a dollar, please?
No.
Not a
Thanks
chance.
Thanks for your time.
I would like to point out that I think we've got a consistent answer to one question. Joe Moe's.
Aren't you glad that the FCC cleaned up radio? And I think the consistent answer has been no.
I also think a lot of people think that George Bush is guiltier than Michael Jackson.
Yeah, we're hearing that.
Very unusual.
And a lot of people simply don't care about James Garner.
Right.
I mean, well, they care.
That's sad.
But they don't know. They hadn't heard the news.
He's very much alive, and people should celebrate that fact.
Yeah. All right, one more.
We got time for one more Joe Moe.
Joe Moe.
Let's roll the dice and see what we get. Joe?
Hi, I'm Joe from the first season of American Idol. May I ask you a few questions for tape for broadcast for CBS Radio?
Sure you can.
Okay.
What is your opinion of lovable redhead John Stevens?
He should have been gone in week two.
Yeah!
Who do you prefer, Carrot Top singer John Stevens or Carrot Top the comedian?
Carrot Top the comedian.
That's unanimous.
How often do you vote for American Idol?
Never.
Did you watch the final episode of Friends?
No, I did not.
What was your opinion of it?
I didn't watch it.
Right.
I proudly served my country in Vietnam. Do you think less of me because I threw all of my many medals over the fence at the White House?
No, I do not.
Did you know the president lives at the White House?
Yes, I do know that.
Who will you support in the presidential election, George W. Bush or Jim Carrey?
John Kerry.
Hey. Who is guiltier, Michael Jackson or George W. Bush?
Both of them.
Hey. What was your feeling when you first found out that James Garner had passed away?
James Garner passed away?
Yeah!
God bless you,
sir.
I, like so many others, enjoy the Ellen DeGeneres chat show on television, but I recently read an internet rumor on the computer that she may be homosexual. What say you?
Doesn't matter to me.
Wow. What do you think of my British accent?
You don't have one.
Do you have a message for Robert Blake?
Yeah, get help.
Aren't you glad the FCC has cleaned up radio?
Yeah.
May I have a dollar, please?
No.
Thank you for your time.
Wow,
you're
good.
That was a fantastic show.
Wow.
Good job, Joe
Moe.
Rob is back here asking for one more. Joe, is there one more that we should hear?
I'll leave it up to Rob, but there was one guy who looked like he may have been a Vietnam veteran, and he was like 6'4" and this wide. And when I asked that one question, I thought he was going to kill me.
Oh, wow. Is he the next guy?
I don't know. I don't.
All right, hold on. Let's see. Let me play. We've not heard it. Hold on.
Joe, you tell us who's the guy.
Joe Moe.
What is this?
I'm having a hard time getting around here. Could you please go over there?
Yeah, it's one of those times where we had such a nice little finish there.
Here he is.
Of American Idol. Can
Hold
I
on.
Ask you a few questions, taped for broadcast for CBS Radio?
This is the Vietnam guy? The possible Vietnam guy.
Okay. All right.
That's right, so, because I was standing there with my microphone while these two guys chatted. He was chatting with a DC cop.
Oh.
And he was doing something with vending machines.
Okay. Joe Moe's.
So I'm just sitting there with my clipboard and my microphone waiting for them to finish their conversation.
Okay, this will be the last one we hear. Joe Moe's, here we go.
What is your opinion of lovable redhead John Stevens?
I don't know.
Who do you prefer, Carrot Top singer John Stevens or Carrot Top the comedian?
Neither one of them.
How often did you vote for American Idol?
I did.
Did you watch the final episode of Friends?
Did not.
Wow.
What was your opinion of it?
I've never seen it.
Guy sounds like a hard ass, doesn't he?
Country in Vietnam. Do you
Here
think less of me because I threw all of my many medals over the fence at the White House?
Yep.
Did you know that the president lives in the White House?
Yep.
Who will you support in the presidential election, George W. Bush or Jim Carrey?
Bush.
Who's guiltier, Michael Jackson or George W. Bush?
Michael Jackson.
What was your feeling when you first found out that James Garner had passed away?
Never knew that he did.
I, like so many others, enjoy the Ellen DeGeneres chat show on television, but I recently read an internet rumor on the computer that she may be homosexual. What say you?
I could care less.
What do you think of my British accent?
I don't hear it.
Do you have a message for Robert Blake?
Nope.
Aren't you glad the FCC has cleaned up radio?
I can't say they have or they haven't.
May I have a dollar, please?
Nope.
Thanks for your time.
There. And Joe sprinted through those questions.
Hi, I'm Joe from the first...
Oh, now, Joe, I thought that the guy was going to say something to you. Was it unspoken?
Yeah, you had...
So he gave you a look that said that he would kill you, right?
He looked right through me.
Yeah,
looked right through
you. That translates well on radio.
And he really didn't want to have any more of my hygiene.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Joe, say Vietnam. Would you just say it one time for us?
Vietnam!
Okay,
all right.
One of the best ones ever.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Good job,
Joe. Hold on, we got an end for the segment. Let's tag this.
Thanks for listening to Joe Moe's, Joe Ardinger, Man on the Street.
There you go, Joe. Until your next assignment.
Whenever I do one of those, please come up with an opening line like the American Idol one, because that drew people right in.
Okay.
They would look at me like, you know, maybe I've seen you, maybe I haven't. But right. that drew him right in. I had a lot of good luck with that one.
I believe that we could probably send him out and say, I'm John, JPL.
I'm John Peter Lewis.
Yeah. From America. I bet Absolutely. You could get away with it.
Sure.
I bet you could, Joe, next time. Let's probably. Send him out as JPL.
John Peter Lewis.
All right, there is
a... you know, we make it a three-name thing, that'll really draw people in.
Mm-hmm. Joe on the Zoo, we got a break. What?
Do we know Joe's middle name?
No, we don't.
It's interesting. We should. And we could just make it Joe a three-name person.
Hello?
What's your middle name?
Oh, William.
That's Joe William Ardinger.
Joe Willie. Joe,
I think we got to go.
Willie.
We got to go with John Peter Lewis. Yeah.
I like J.W. Ardinger.
J.W. Ardinger.
No, we should send him out as John Lewis.
Mm-hmm.
Say, I'm John Peter Lewis from American Idol.
Absolutely.
All right. See ya. Okay. Bye. Bye, Willie.
Can't tax him too much.
No, we can't.
Remember that.
The trip to Los Angeles. We'll tell you how we're going to give that away when we come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This. Is the Don and Mike Show.
This is Entertainment Tonight for Monday, August 10th, 1998. Hope you had a great weekend, everybody. Welcome to the show. I'm Bob Goen.
And I'm Mary Hart. Thanks for joining us. It was a celebration tinged with controversy for Jerry Seinfeld last night in New York as hecklers and protesters went shoulder to shoulder with Jerry's fans for an evening full of surprises.
I always go in the airplane bathroom. Even if I don't have to go, I gotta go in there. It's nice. It's like your own little apartment on the plane, isn't it?
It's really exciting. Really, really exciting. It was like being in a Roman Colosseum.
Jerry stepped up to the mic for his live HBO show in New York last night, wowing his audience. The stand-up did run into one problem, though. He was taunted by hecklers.
It was terrifying.
What happened?
I was not expecting that.
I didn't understand you, sir. No, I was right the first time.
I'm thinking, oh, beautiful. This is perfect. But it worked out fine.
While the out-of-line audience members were removed from the theater, Jerry's otherwise adoring fans had high praise for the comic.
It was unbelievable. It was everything I expected.
The Don and Mike Show.
You have to think of the audience as a child that you're in charge of. And you have to do right by the child. And the child will ask for things that they shouldn't be given. Because it'll make them ultimately less happy. It'll be a better feeling for them. They'll look back on this thing and have something that they experienced in their lives that didn't go to hell.
Right. You're not pompous.
Obey them, or they will choke you out. Don and Mike.
We're not pompous either.
No.
But that's a promise.
We're firm but fair.
Yes. Bill O'Reilly, fake newsman.
Dave.
Bill O'Reilly moment of the day every day on the Westwood One Radio Network. He says something that makes a lot of sense.
We save it and we play it for you.
Bill O'Reilly. Hold on. I'm not going to ruin the talk up here.
There you go.
There you go. Because now I can play the fanfare. Bill O'Reilly moment of the day. Listen, he makes a lot of sense.
I believe in beating a child.
Wow. From today's radio broadcast.
He just comes right out and says it.
Oh, God.
Bill O'Reilly moment of the day. And let me set it up in context, because it's really not fair to play the tape.
Right,
but it's
that's
not
right. Yeah, I mean, you should have... you're going to paraphrase, right?
Someone, he's having a conversation with somebody, and someone says, Bill, for instance, in your own family, tell us about your children.
I believe in beating a child.
There you go.
Wow.
Thank you very much. Is that that's the way you heard it, right?
Yeah, I heard it on the way in today.
Very good.
And Mike, also from the bad DJ joke service...
Hello, this is Scott Shannon.
Hello.
Professional radio pronosticator from New York City.
You know, earlier in the pre-show,
yes.
I know that you love it when there's a Barry Bonds joke, and I forgot to mention that to you.
Oh. Scott Shannon, there's another Barry Bonds joke in there.
Hello, Mr. Drysdale.
Well, hello, Scott Shannon. Nice to be with you, Michael Moore. I'm Raymond Bailey, otherwise known as Milburn Drysdale.
Hello. I'm Michael Moore.
Share your Barry Bonds joke with us, Mr. Shannon.
Ticket prices in Major League Baseball have doubled over the last decade.
Really?
as has Barry Bonds.
Oh, there you go. Another Barry Bonds steroid joke, Miss Hathaway. Lots of fun over the Beverly Hills Savings and Loan. Money.
Hello, I'm Michael Scott Shannon.
And my name is Raymond Bailey, otherwise known as Milford Drysdale.
Here's the stuff about American Idol from a couple of days ago, about Elton John saying that the show is racist.
Right, right.
Simon Cowell yesterday did some chat shows. Simon Cowell has predicted that it'll be LaToya and Diana will be the final two. That's who Simon thinks.
So he thinks Fantasia is going to be booted off.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't like Fantasia as much as LaToya.
He also said that he's glad that Jennifer Hudson got kicked out because it shook things up.
Okay.
Made people vote. He also, remember yesterday I told you Elton John said the show is racist?
Yeah.
Simon says, God, and I hate it when I get caught doing that. Simon says.
Put your hand up here.
Right. Simon said, no, it's not racist. Simon said, people in America are stupid. That's his quote.
He's fantastic.
We needed a shake-up. The Americans are stupid. ... They were stupid. My gut feeling is we will attract 5 to 6 million new voters every week, and now the better singers will have a chance to win. That's what Simon says. Now,
the producer of the show had made a comment about Elton John, saying he was doing it.
Oh, I saw that last night.
To sell his, you know, he's got concerts, he's got an album coming out, and that's the reason that he did this. He wanted to.
Oh wait, like what? The two episodes that gave him weren't enough of an infomercial.
What he said. You know what? But here's the deal. I don't. That producer, you know, if anybody would know it, he'd probably know about the negotiations with Elton John. And I think maybe Elton John was doing it to get a little ink. He knows how popular. I think he's savvy when it comes to PR.
And Mike, Elton John has got someone on his side. And it's not... Rob, I bet you know this guy. Hold on, there's a guy named Tom Metzger. Robbie, do you know a guy named Tom Metzger?
Oh, Tommy, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's the leader of the White Aryan Resistance.
Oh, my God.
He's elated about Elton John's statement.
Really?
Quote in his website here, quote, I hope American Idol is racist because people should vote for their own blood.
Oh, wow. God.
No one raises an eye if blacks vote their own, which is simply a tribalistic idea. He was not surprised by Elton John's comments, saying that English white people are different than those in America. I'm going to quote him again now.
Okay.
This is Tom Metzger, leader of the White Aryan Resistance.
Right.
Rob's friend.
Oh, God.
Quote, Americans are pioneers and outlaws, and England just goes along to get along. But even a racist has standards.
Oh,
this
right.
guy, Tom Metzger, wants you to know he has clapped for a black singer. If he or she has been really good, and he doesn't think that he would cheer for a bad singer just because he or she was white.
Wow, what a guy.
So this guy's getting some, Rob, you guys getting some pubs.
Unbelievable.
Racists are really coming along, man.
thanks to Elton John.
Elton.
Now, here's a radio story, but this is actually pretty good. You heard about, we've talked about the DJs in Miami on the Spanish station. Uh-huh. They called Castro.
Yeah, right. Called Fidel Castro, right. Got in a bit of trouble. Right.
Did like the phony phone call, didn't tell him he was on the air, got Fidel Castro on the air, the FCC, because... It's what they do.
Right.
They investigated this. Now, the name of the radio show in Miami is El Bacaleon de la Mañana.
Can I see it?
Sure.
Okay.
But I don't want you to see what it means.
All right. I won't read further. I won't read
right
further.
There. See where my finger is?
Okay.
Can you read that? It's something mañana.
El Basilion de la Mañana.
Mm-hmm. Translated, that's the name of their show. Translated, it means...
De la Basilion de la Mañana, or something like that.
It means the Morning Joker.
The Morning Joker.
Hello, welcome to the Morning Joker show on the radio station WXDJ in Miami. So they call Castro, and now the FCC fines him $4,000.
Wow.
They have asked their listeners to pay in pennies. That's That's pretty
that's
good.
Funny. That's funny.
You
yeah.
know,
good for
I,
them.
I hate to toss anything a foreigner's way, but I'll say that's a pretty good idea.
Who right. knew you had to get a communist dictator's permission to put him on the air?
That's pretty amazing.
I didn't know that was
you
a
know,
law.
You would think really that yeah. he's still the enemy, and it's yeah. kind of a funny bit. You know, you'd think it was kind of like our own little Voice of
now,
America.
Right
thing.
Now, here's where the FCC gets involved with this, and I find this very interesting. Hold on, where's the FCC music? They fined him $4,000 for putting a guy on the air without his permission. The FCC says it reacted and fined the station because it got an informal complaint about the call, but they didn't say who complained, and they normally have to have a letter that says, Joe Blow from so-and-so sent in a letter and heard this thing. The FCC is not even saying that they've got that.
Which
yeah, and what if it came from Cuba?
Right.
Well, it came from the communist dictatorship of Cuba.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, send your pennies. I think it's completely irresponsible that they've gone ahead and fined these lads after simply a call from Cuba.
Yeah.
It's the Morning Joker Show. I'm Scott Shannon, El Diablo.
And this is Milburn Drysdale. We're going to do a crank call to the Premier of Cuba, Fidel Castro. Miss Hathaway.
If you get your SI today, I'm checking my mailbox before I left home. The Sports Illustrated is there, and Pat Tillman is on the cover.
It's
the guy from the Arizona Cardinals.
American hero.
However, as always, Mike, there's a downside.
Really?
To something great like, I mean, no, it's not great he's dead. Certainly, Pat Tillman,
right.
But it's great the outpouring of emotion.
But there's something yeah. that's tainting the hero story?
There is.
What is
oh,
it?
No. On the eBay, before Pat Tillman was killed in service, you could have done an eBay search on Pat Tillman, and results would have come up with zero.
Mm-hmm.
There was no jerseys, there was no program, there were no helmets, there was no nothing.
I get it.
Now, there are hundreds of items. Some people are bidding hundreds and thousands of dollars. They have a Arizona Cardinal football jersey signed by Pat Tillman. It's got more than 50 bids. The price is up over $4,000.
Yeah, there's something that just makes me nauseous about that.
And here's
it really does.
Here's what it said. Now, you know, I would even give them slack if on the eBay thing, if it said on the bottom, all money raised will be donated to
the Tillman family,
you know, victims of Iraq.
No.
Was he married? Did he have any kids?
No.
I don't think he was married, right?
Here's what it says on the bottom of the eBay thing, when it gives you like a little description. This is your opportunity to own one of the few jerseys signed by America's hero, Pat Tillman.
And make me an incredible
yeah.
profit.
Right.
Yeah. So anyway,
that's just,
Mike, and more bad news.
You can't stop that from happening.
No,
you don't have to like it.
Let me say more bad news, but news that we are used to. You know, how many years in a row has People Magazine called us up and said, mm-hmm. we have good news and bad news.
Right.
Here's the good news. You're on the list. The bad news, we're stopping at 50. And once again, you guys are 51 and 52.
How many years have we been 51 and 52?
Well, there was one year that together we were 51.
I remember that was when we almost, because they combined us.
So close.
They haven't done that every year. That was the year they combined us, and we thought we were going to make it.
I know.
And then every other year, I'm 52 and Mike is 51. And the next year, I'm 51 and Mike is 52.
I am at the point now where... Or I wish they just wouldn't call us.
So here's who it is. I mean, the list is not out yet, and who cares? But we're not on it.
Right.
And the number one most beautiful person is either going to be a tie between couples. It'll either be Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston, or get ready to puke, Jessica Simpson and Nick Lachey.
Oh, no.
Also in the New People magazine, the Olsen twins, and please stop calling them the Olsen twins.
Yeah, they want to be called the Olsen sisters, duh.
Right, then you have Halle Berry, you have Nicole Kidman, Alex Rodriguez,
right.
Kwame Jackson, and the one gets me. Dale Jr.
Now listen,
hey, he's a rugged, good-looking Southern boy.
Hold on.
I am no homo, and I like NASCAR. But really, if you were to ask me who the cutest driver is, I don't think I'd go with Dale Jr. I kind of like, the nice, big, toothy grin and Michael Waltrip. And then there's Mark Martin, who drives the Viagra car, and he's got
the salt and pepper thing happening in his hair. And then Tony Stewart never shaves on the day of a race, and he looks just so beastly and caveman-like.
Rugged, yeah.
Just rugged good looks.
And, of course,
listen, let's stop this conversation with the Rainbow Team. Jeff Gordon is dreamy beyond belief.
Hi, JG.
There you go.
Hi, JG.
So anyway, Dale Jr. is on the list. We're not on the list. Well, we are on the list just to make the magazine.
Dale Jr. is on the list. This will get you mad. This will get you mad.
I don't want to be mad because I'm mad already about the list, and I'm mad about the Pat Tillman eBay stuff.
Now, hold on. This will get you mad because there's a new way that bill collectors are coming after you.
Okay.
Oh, and listen, there's no lower form of life on earth than bill collectors. And I don't worry about alienating that part of our audience because we all hate you. Mm-hmm. We hate you. There's got to be, you know, go work at a funeral home or something. Don't bust people's balls about bills that they can't pay. So here's the way they're tracking you down now. You could put down a P.O. box on your driver's license, and you might be able to get out of it that way. You might be able to use prepaid cell phone calls so that they can't find out where you are. Mm-hmm. Or you could move to a different state. Now, it doesn't say which pizza company is doing this. However, there is a pizza delivery company that has sold their list to bill collectors. Because when you order a pizza, you never, if you're hiding from bill collectors, you wouldn't give a fake name if, for instance, you call Papa John's for a pizza.
Oh, right.
So what they do is, and I'm saying Papa John's, I don't know it's Papa
John's.
You don't
know what company.
Domino's has stepped up to say they don't sell customer information.
Okay.
So Domino's says
so they're out of the equation.
Says it's not them. But it's somebody who gets the list, sends it to the bill collector, and the bill collector says, oh, hey, look, the name is Mike O'Mara. Well, let's do a research. Let's do a check on that.
See where he lives, where he's ordering his pizza.
That's right.
I come to the door. I'm like, you better leave.
Yeah, that's right. That's,
I don't believe you.
That's how they get you.
Wow.
This is nuts.
Oh. You ever suck the jelly out of the jelly
how you doing?
Donut and then fill it
right
with chocolate swirl ice cream?
Listen, your Visa bill is way high, dude. You're going to have to pay it before I give you this Philly double cheese steak, whatever pizza it is.
Yum, yum.
Six Kill Bill DVDs are already planned. You know, is this movie that popular?
No.
Quentin Tarantino is nutty for this.
I hated that movie.
And he's going to put all six Kill Bill DVDs on the market at the same time. You got Volume 1, then you have Volume 2, then you have Volume 1 Special Edition, Volume 2 Special Edition, the 2-pack, and then, I thought he was dead until like 2-pack.
Yeah, there he is again.
And then, as a box set, all six discs for Christmas.
The original Kill Bill, Quentin Tarantino's tribute to kung fu movies.
Right.
If you don't like kung fu movies, you don't like this movie. That's the way I look at it.
Mike, hold
Fair
on.
Enough.
Let me ask you something here. We've talked about this. The Pete Rose ESPN movie.
Yeah. As to who will be the star, title role.
They have selected someone.
We've picked some good ideas.
None of ours.
Really?
None of ours. And why this guy keeps getting work, I don't know. But I'll say that I think it's going to... The casting will work with the haircut. Tom Sizemore. You know the dope that beat up Heidi Fleiss?
I think that'll work.
Yeah. But yeah, put him in that.
You know what? I think that'll work with his attitude.
Put him in the Shemp haircut.
Yeah, for those of you that don't know Tom Sizemore, just think Army.
Which is everybody.
Which is everybody. But think Army movies, the guy that always plays the sergeant. He always plays the gritty. I think he was the sergeant in Saving Private Ryan, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was.
He was the gritty sergeant in Saving Private Ryan.
He's been in quite a few movies
like
that.
He was in that George Clooney movie about the Middle East that you like.
Oh, yeah, Three Kings, right.
Three Kings, right.
So anyway, that's who's going to be Pete Rose. And, how dumb is Brad Pitt, who's so handsome, he's on the list? Oh, hold on a second. Before we get to this, here's somebody with news about the pizza thing. Jay. Hello, Jay. Jay.
How's it going?
Hi, we're doing great, Jay.
I'm a former bill collector. What they're doing, it's not... they don't buy the list from the pizza companies. There's software you can buy. Okay, it's called Power Finder, and they look up the pizza shops in their local area, and they'll call and order a pizza for the possible address of the person, and ask if do you have my new phone number. And
hold on. Hold on there a second.
This is different, I think.
This is different because there's a guy named Chris Huffenagel of the Electronic Privacy Information Center here in D.C., and he says, I'm quoting him now, the unfortunate reality is, even if you're very careful in protecting your personal information, if you give it to any business, they can turn around and sell it, which is what this pizza company has done.
That is why when you hear any business that asks you to fill out a form or give you personal give your personal information, you have to be wary about that.
Boy, that would stink. That would just stink so
bad. But it's not like a bill collector is going to come to your house. It's all about getting your phone number.
Right. Yeah, right. Well, that you're trying to hide from them.
Because if a bill collector comes to your house,
for
you know,
sakes.
You know you, after you shoot him, you drag him inside.
And Brad Pitt, besides being more handsome than we are, at least I have this bit of news for you.
You can say that. I'm looking right at you. I disagree.
He's stupid.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you how stupid he is. He's making a movie with Angelina Jolie called Mr. and Mrs. Smith. A
lot of pictures of them on the internet.
Now, the
and in the tabloid.
All the things supposed to get Jennifer mad.
Right.
So he's shooting a gun. He's in a scene where they're doing an action scene, and it's one of those things where there's no real dialogue because everything's going to be added in later.
Right.
So he's standing. Oh, hold on. Here's another call. Pat Tillman was married. I didn't know that either.
Really?
Eric, is that true?
Sir, Sizemore was in Black Hawk Down.
Right.
He was the lieutenant colonel that was in charge of the Humvee patrol.
Okay, yeah, and he was also in Three Kings, and he was also in Saving Private Ryan.
I didn't know he was in Three Kings.
Uh-huh, yeah.
What was he in, or which part?
And it says on the screen you're calling about Pat Tillman.
Oh, yeah, Pat Tillman was married as well to a high school sweetheart.
You know, if he wasn't in Three Kings, we're going to have to give you the know-it-all prize today.
Yeah, because we got to find out if he was in Three Kings. I thought he was.
Because
I know it was George Clooney, Ice Cube.
Yeah.
George Clooney, Ice Cube, and Marky Mark.
Yeah, Marky Mark.
Marky Mark was in
that. But Sizemore may have had, he may have been the sergeant. Remember when Clooney goes and gets his guys in Three Kings?
Yes, that's.
He may have walked out on Tom Sizemore.
I think so. But
hold on,
my question about Pat Tillman would be, he was married when he passed away?
Yes, he was married to his high school sweetheart.
Oh, okay.
Oh, boy. I haven't heard that angle.
Yeah, and he did not have kids.
Okay.
Wow. Well, listen, hold on. If Tom Sizemore was not in The Three Kings, we'll give you a prize.
Cool.
All right, hold on.
Thanks, guys.
I do not see him listed in the cast for Three Kings.
Ouch!
Oh, dear.
Ouch!
Sorry about that.
Ouch!
But he was in Saving Private Ryan.
Yes, sir, he was.
And you, my friend... Look at that. Look what you just did.
We have a know-it-all, and he's right.
Bitch. What's your name?
Eric.
Eric, where are you from?
Reno.
Eric, here you go. You know what Dave and Buster's is?
No. I don't believe we have one of those out here, sir.
Yes, you do.
We do.
You do. Hey, you didn't know everything.
Hey, how about that?
Dave and Buster's, 50 Dave and Buster dollars, good for food, merchandise, or booze. Excuse me, it says drinks,
mm-hmm.
plus the $20 Dave and Buster's power card you use towards games.
Thank
you.
Rock on. Thanks, man.
Oh, and now they're telling me if it's not in Reno, it's somewhere close to Reno.
Okay. Well, I'll find it if there's one.
It's in Denver.
I think
that's close.
I think it might be a little further east than Denver, Mike.
As long as it's not further west over the mountain.
I don't think he
doesn't have to go there.
Okay, Sacramento is what you're talking about. Oh, and go Kings tonight. Listen, that big game against Dallas. I hope they put that stuff on the giant jumbotron.
What is the status of that series right now, the Kings and the Mavericks?
I think Sacramento's up 3-2. I know the Lakers knocked out the Rockets last night.
So the Kings are leading that series over the Mavs?
I think so.
All right.
Think so. Don't know for sure, though. Brad Pitt, pretty boy Brad Pitt. So he's making a movie, Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Firing a gun.
Yes. The director had to stop the filming 5 times during a scene with Brad Pitt.
Wow.
You want to know why?
Why?
Here's how it's described. He's pointing a gun at an actor named Greg Ellis. And they say, okay, ready, Brad? 1, 2, 3, action. Squeeze the trigger, whatever special effect comes out, and then give us your reaction. The problem is, every time he does it, Brad Pitt goes, pew! The quote, when Brad fires, this is the other actor now, when Brad fires guns at me, the director tells him, stop making sound effects. Every time Brad pulls the trigger, he's like a boy with a toy. He makes gun noises to go with a shot.
That's too funny.
So So he's handsomer than we are, some
right.
people.
Uh-huh.
But at least we know,
right.
you know, if we were ever in a movie like that, like, can you picture us in an action movie?
Oh, wouldn't that be fantastic?
You know what it would be? It would be, don't hurt us! Ow, that hurt me!
Don't hurt us.
Listen, we got a trip to Los Angeles to give away. Why are all the phones going nuts?
Do you see all this?
Yeah, the phones are going bananas. Could it be something we said?
Might be.
Hello, Don and Mike. Hello.
Yeah,
what's up?
Now, I talk about the bill collecting thing.
Bill collecting thing.
That's the bill collecting.
All right, you got to wait for a phone scan. Thank you, my friend. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're doing great.
Two things. Kings are up 3-1 in the series, so Dallas has to basically win 3 straight.
Ah, beautiful.
And Pat Tillman was only married for 1 week when he enlisted in the Army Rangers.
Oh boy. Wow. All right, thank you. Thank you, my friend. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I just want to let you guys know Kings are up 3-1 over Mavs.
That's where all the calls
That's
are coming
what it
from.
Was.
There you go. Shout out to Sacramento. Okay. So they knock out Dallas tonight, make it happen.
Very good.
Here's the deal. We got a trip to Los Angeles to give away. You go out there with our own Dennis Murphy. You get a chance to be on TV on the World Stunt Awards with Dennis Hopper. May 26th, 9 p.m. on Spike TV, the first network for men. Here's the game we're playing today. And parents with children over the age of 18 are welcome to call.
Very good.
The game, What My Son or Daughter Doesn't Know, I Know.
Hmm.
Ah. You know, we've done this different before.
Oh, what a nice new twist.
So now... Oh, hold on. Rob has just handed me a note, a prompt. Dear Don, Kings are up 3-1. Love, Rob. Thank you, Rob. So here's the setup. If you're a we always do it the other way around,
right,
where
right.
the kid calls and says what the parents don't know. Mm-hmm. Well, there's got to be parents out there listening to the show who know something about their kids, but for whatever reason have not told their kids that they know it.
Your grown children.
Correct.
Right. And it works, of course, best with grown children.
And probably best with boys. I'm thinking you're going to get more juicy stuff with boys than girls, but you never know.
Absolutely.
Girls are plenty juicy, too. Call 877-365-3636 right now.
Hey, Don?
Yes, Mike?
Unless the Mavericks win tonight, it's over.
Thanks, Mike.
Okay.
The game, What My Son or Daughter Doesn't Know, I Know. You get it? It's like if I was going to play the game, I'd call you up and I'd say, hey, Mike, my son doesn't know
right.
that when my wife and I cleaned out his room before he came back from college for the summer, when we overturned his bed, we must have found 27 empty Skoll canisters.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that wouldn't be juicy enough to get on the show.
Don,
but
like that.
There's the example.
Don, if the Kings lose tonight, the series isn't over for them. They can still lose and win the series.
Oh, no, you're wrong. Dallas is up 3-1.
Oh, okay.
Dallas is up 3-1.
I didn't know that. I stand corrected.
Rob, just give me this note. His son, Robert, does not know that the Kings are up by 2 games. But you're all wrong, because Dallas is up. It's Dallas 3-1.
Ladies and gentlemen in Sacramento, for those of you that are literally melting our phone bank right now, we have said that the Kings are up 3-1, and we'd like you to play the game now, if you care to.
No, yes. Mike, now you're being funny, because that's your job on the show.
I know.
Everyone knows. Dallas is up 3-1.
Go Mavs.
Oh, Buzz, I'm in trouble now.
Hey,
go Mavericks!
Hey, now, no, he's, listen, hey, you animals, he's kidding.
I am.
He's kidding. He's kidding.
Or is he?
He's kidding. Sacktown up to, 3-1,
Don.
God, everybody's reading it down for you. 3-1, they win tonight, they move on.
Unless the Mavericks win tonight, it's over for them.
What if it's a tie?
I don't think they can do that.
What if it's a tie, you faggot?
I just wish people would let us know what the series is.
Yeah. No! No! Call for the contest now.
Sorry.
Call for the contest. Listen, I'll give out Mike's home number later in the show.
Call him.
You call him and call him tonight at midnight when the game's over. We will be right back.
All this of is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
And that night was my son's birthday party. My wife invites the priest. He's always at the house.
Hey, Tony.
I know.
You like Fremen Glaze?
Hey, you bless it. I'll eat it.
She's not coming.
Who?
Grandma just called. Started crying and hung up.
She needs a purpose in life.
No, your mother is tougher than you think. So what? No f***ing ZD now?
Hey. Hey. Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, you know, I heard you were having a party, and you're trying to get me to go. But I'm not going to go if there's no f***ing Didi. Because, you know, it's just not going to happen. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thanks, AJ.
All great.
Very nice.
Very nice. Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
All right, hi.
Hello.
Oh, hold on.
Rated PG. Pretty good.
Thank you.
The Don and Mike Show.
I got too many things going at once here. Joe came in a panic with a flop sweat.
Right?
Really? Now I'm quoting Joe. Taking about 200 calls. Nobody gets this game.
Maybe there was confusion when we were doing all that Sacramento talk.
Okay. I'll set it up again. Now, we do have somebody, at least one or two people on the phone, who kind of get what we're going for.
Okay.
You know, we play these games all the time. You know, what my dad doesn't know, what my mom doesn't know. This is a chance for the parents now to get back at the kids.
Turn the table.
What is it that you know about your son or your daughter that they don't know you know?
Yeah, you've got the intel. You've got the lowdown on something. They don't think you're hip to it.
See, so you call us and you tell us, and then if it's the best one, we call the son or daughter on the radio, and you have to tell them that you know.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's just a chance for parents to show their kids that, yes, they are indeed smarter.
Because, gosh, is Will Smith right? Parents just don't understand.
But some parents might understand, and the parents that understand are the ones that are going to play this game.
Phone number is 877-365-3636. Here is Mike.
Yeah.
Mike.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
Mike's one of the guys who got it when we were describing it, and I'm sorry if there was too much talk of the Kings. And incidentally, I finally have figured out, Mike.
What have you heard?
It is a best of nine series that the Kings are playing against Dallas.
I see.
It really doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter who wins tonight.
It doesn't matter. It's best of nine.
You're going to do it. You're going to screw up the game again.
I've never heard of it before. It's unprecedented. Best of nine.
Best of nine.
And,
absolutely.
And there's some caveat with game nine, that if it comes down to game nine, it's Mark Cuban against the two guys that own the Kings.
It's actually going to end. It's going to be a sudden death winner take all, but it could end in a draw.
And the special guest will be the guy at the Phoenix Suns games who dresses up in the gorilla suit.
Absolutely.
And jumps on the trampoline to make the basket.
It'll be fantastic.
But who leads the series now?
Now it would be, I think, the Celtics by one.
Dallas. Dallas is killing.
Right.
Dallas, the other night in the third, how many overtimes was there the other night? There's
15.
15 overtimes.
15 overtimes.
Unbelievable. You know what? I'm looking at the phones now. All I'm seeing is area code 916. Chill out, Sacramento. We're kidding.
Calm down, Sacramento. We're joking about this.
Kidding.
It's not a best of nine. What are you talking about?
Duh. Mike.
You
know how to play this game. What is it that your son or daughter doesn't know you know?
Well, my son, when he was about 13 or 14, he had a big walk-in closet at our old house, and he kept models and, his clothes and stuff in there. And I went in there looking for some tape or something, moved the box, and I came across a .22 caliber Saturday Night Special.
Wow.
Ooh, you found a gun.
Now, if I may ask, as the father of a child, Mike's father of a couple, Rob's got a couple, Buzz is barren, we'll talk about that later.
Yeah.
Really, if you find a gun in your kid's drawer, why would you not go to the kid and first beat him over the head with it, and then when he wakes up say, what the frig are you doing with a gun?
Well, first of all, I don't own a gun, but I've been around guns, my whole life. I've shot and everything, and I gave him a BB gun, so he knew, how to shoot a gun and things of that.
Oh, hold on.
That's good.
But what's the kind of gun that you found wasn't a BB gun?
It was a Saturday Night Special, a gun designed to kill people.
That's correct. At the time, he was going sort of through a traumatic, there's all
Yeah, all the more reason not to hip him to it.
That's not
that
one. So what I did was... He said it seriously
when you just said that to me. He said, right. Like your Dr. Phil saying.
Did you... Let me just... I won't get upset here. Did you at least take the gun, confiscate it?
Oh, yes. Well, what I did was I immediately grabbed it and wrapped it up in a towel and stuck it in my workshop.
Okay. So you got the gun away from him.
Uh-huh. Oh, definitely.
Okay. But, we were thinking that you just left it like in his sock drawer and you're going to call him now. How old is your son now?
He's 20. He just came back from Iraq, as a matter of fact.
He came back from Iraq.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
All got right. a gun after all.
Hold on a second, my friend.
Okay. Yeah, well, that's a good one on multiple levels.
Let's see. Here's Gloria from Wisconsin. Hey, Gloria.
Hi there.
Hi. Gloria, what is it that your kids, one of your kids, your son or your daughter, doesn't know that you know?
My daughter, her and her boyfriend, one day when I was out of the house,
had sex in my house without, and thinking that they were going to get away with it.
Mm-hmm.
But her boyfriend left his rubber floating in the toilet.
And you never, okay, now I have to ask, like, with the gun, although it's certainly not as dire circumstances, how come you didn't confront your daughter to say, hey, there's a rubber in the toilet?
Because when we came home, she wasn't home.
Oh.
So we just...
What about when she came home?
Well, we're kind of waiting. She's 18, but she doesn't graduate until May. So we're kind of waiting to hold this over. And
wait a minute, hold on. She's not 18 yet?
She is 18, but she hasn't graduated high school.
Right.
So we're waiting for probably her graduation party that night to bring it up to her.
And do you like the guy that she's involved with?
Yeah, he's okay.
So wait a minute, hold on.
Why at the graduation
party? Yeah, why are you waiting until the graduation?
Or maybe not. Maybe it'll happen now before the graduation.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, we're trying to save it for the most embarrassing moment. At a graduation party, we can bring it up, and there
would
be a lot
that.
Of people.
Yeah. And I'm thinking maybe the most embarrassing moment might be when, you know, your daughter might surprise you and say, hey, Mom, guess what? I'm pregnant.
Yeah, exactly. Well,
no, at least they used them.
Well, they were using, so they were practicing safe sex, but, you know, what better place to bring it up than when the grandparents are there?
Yeah.
When the whole family's around.
Yeah. All right, hold on, Gloria.
Thanksgiving's so far away.
Hold on a second. Here's Mark. Mark in am I saying this right now? Nevada.
Nevada.
Sorry.
Like Vietnam.
Sorry to piss you off. Mark, what is it that your son or daughter doesn't know that you know?
Well, he had gotten his GED, and they had just opened up a charter school in town where you could pretty much build a house from start to scratch,
uh-huh.
You know, from start to finish. And so we got him into the school, like, on a volunteer basis because he had already had his GED and all that was a high school diploma type of school. And,
a trade school is what you're saying.
Yeah, it's like a trade school.
Stupid does, sir.
In about 9 weeks, he got himself completely expelled for graffitiing and etching the glass and etching the vending machines.
Stupid does, sir.
Yeah, you know, it's always a good start.
You mean carving graffiti into the stuff as opposed to etching? You give it a quality that sounds like making him sound like a craftsman.
Well, acid.
Hold on. You can't drop the S-bomb. You can't say painting the bad word.
Language.
So let me get this straight. Your son has a GED.
Right.
Then he got thrown out of a school for carving?
Well, essentially for graffiti, but he did a lot of painting. And then he went to
He did a lot
acid.
Of what kind of painting?
It was actually graffiti painting,
okay.
You know, with marking pencils.
Okay, and what is it that you know that he doesn't think you know?
Oh, he said he just wanted to quit. It just really wasn't for him. But we wound up paying a $650 bill for damages.
Okay. Well, why wouldn't you bring that to your son's attention? Why would you not say to him, hey, you dope? You carved or did whatever you did, and
you soiled the school. You did the graffiti.
It cost us $600.
I don't know. It's kind of like the last lady. It's kind of almost like holding it in, you know, as a trump card.
Yeah, what does it say about?
Wow.
We ought to rename this game the Parent of the Year game.
Maybe we do need TV to train our people on being parents. Yeah. Do you know that there's an ad on TV Land?
Right.
That I was watching the other day, and I called through to the room, and I said, "This is what America has come to." And here's the ad. Oh, you just piped down. Don't laugh. You don't have any right to laugh at this. The ad is.
Can I put a line through him?
No. Oh, no, I'm going to keep him.
You're going to keep Mark, the graffiti guy?
Yeah.
Just so we get a chance to maybe chat with Junior.
Yeah. I don't think he's going to win, but I'll keep him in there.
When it absolutely, positively has to be dysfunctional.
Right.
So the ad is, it starts off with a scene from The Cosby Show.
Okay.
They're all sitting around having dinner.
Right.
Then it's a scene like of Leave It to Beaver having dinner. Scene of Happy Days having dinner.
Right.
And then the commercial says, you see the characters on TV Land doing this. Having a meal, talking about the day. Try it in your real life. And then it's just like, you know, from your friends, do at TV Land.
At TV Land.
I read that. I'm not reading. I'm watching on TV. I'm thinking, how stupid are people that we have to see, like, the Cosbys and the Happy Days to know that you should sit together with your family and have a meal? And now I'm understanding why we're running these commercials.
Oh, I bet if you did a survey, I mean, I wonder how many families really do
how
that.
How funny is this? And maybe I'm doing it the wrong way.
Two in
but
a row.
If I had anything on my kid,
Yeah.
Trust me. I mean, the second I had it.
The second it would be out of your mouth and in your kid's ear.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't put it in my pocket and say, yeah. Well, I did find the gun, but I think I'm going to wait, you know, until his senior prom.
Sure, the vandalism cost us $650. Yes. But the sex that happened in our bedroom, we'll wait till the graduation party.
Maybe all right, later. Here's Wayne. Virginia. Hey, hi, Wayne.
Hey, I'm starting to think that mine is not that bad now compared to some of these other people.
All right, what do you got, Wayne? Is it your son or your daughter?
My son. He found my porn stash.
Here's pretty good. He found your porn stash, and he doesn't know that you... This is a real one.
Now, did he steal it?
No, he just goes in the... I keep him in, like, a plastic bag and a duffel bag, and I tied the plastic bag in a bow tie. But when I go back to untie the plastic bag, it's tied in a regular knot. I'm like, I didn't need it.
Okay,
like
see,
that.
I'm sorry, but the spirit of the game is right here.
What the guy's saying is he keeps his porno in a big plastic bag, and he knows how he shuts it up. He's gone back to the bag and noticed that the bag is tied in a different kind of knot.
Sure, because all guys know their stash and know exactly how they keep it and where they keep it. So, and that's one that you probably wouldn't bust the kid on. You know, because you don't want to. Because
it's embarrassing.
Because dad's embarrassed.
You wouldn't go to the kid and say, hey, what are you doing watching my porno that I keep in the bag in the basement? And incidentally, Wayne, nice hiding system. Keeping it in a hefty bag.
Not an illegal amount, just enough to get him by.
All right, hold on. Wayne,
my is an illegal amount.
Oh, really? Well, wait, just give us a little idea of the amount, Wayne.
How much? How many?
I got like 50 DVDs.
50?
City?
Yeah, 50. Yeah.
Oh, that's acceptable. That's good.
I'm normal. I'd
call that a normal library.
All right, Wayne, you're a finalist. Hold on.
Wayne Nichols.
Hold on. Let's talk to Jenny. Jenny.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Jenny. What did your son or daughter do that they don't think you know about?
Well, I found this out from his roommate and never bothered to do anything about it. But when my son was a freshman in college, his roommate was studying to be a pilot. And on Saturday nights or Sunday afternoons when they were really bored, the roommate would fly the two of them hundreds of miles away just so they could go get barbecue or they could eat lunch. And he would never tell me. And I'd find out about this.
First off, I saw the movie with Leonardo DiCaprio. Right. And second, if the kid knows someone from the airline and he's able to cop a ride and go down and get some free barbecue.
It's a private plane, but it's still, what is it? I mean, so what? If the guy had a valid pilot's license.
That's right. Not like having a big bag of 50 DVD porn in your basement that your kid goes and watches and then reties the bag in a different way.
Thinks dad doesn't know.
And
dad's coming clean on our show.
That's also not as good as finding a gun. I can't say do nothing about it because they took the gun away, but they didn't say anything to them.
Exactly.
Then we got the other
Saturday night special. Then Gloria, who knows her daughter had sex in the house and plans on waiting, was going to wait till the graduation party.
And then Mark, the story that I totally don't understand about his son getting kicked out of school and
said he didn't feel like doing it anymore when, in fact, the son got kicked out because he was putting graffiti on everything and carving his name and everything.
And they paid $650 for school and never told the kid that.
But he got his GED.
Well, so did Joe.
Joe.
Mike, we will select one of these.
Very good.
Or maybe there's a better one coming in because I think people now know how we're doing.
Would we agree that right now Wayne is the clear leader with the stash of porn?
Oh, the guy with the bag of porn?
That's the spirit of the game, my favorite.
I'll tell you when it crystallized for me when he said, and I know that I tied the bag a certain way,
certain
it was tied with a different knot. Right. You know, that's bingo, and that's not the only thing that was tied in a knot while you weren't there, Wayne. We'll come back. Pick one of these. Give a trip to Los Angeles when we call the son or daughter. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
We're in real big trouble.
I don't know. After what Dad said last night, there's no telling what he'll do.
Hey, Wally. Isn't Eddie Haskell coming over to walk us over to Messenger's Field? We could ask him what to do.
Hey, that's a good idea, Beaver. Eddie's been in just about every kind of trouble a guy could get in.
You know, Wally, you get more like Eddie Haskell all the time.
You cut that out, Beaver.
The Don and Mike Show.
Get on out of here before I have to throw you out. And just what makes you think you're a big enough man to do it?
This is what makes me think so.
Okay, okay, you don't have to start a war.
We apologize in advance for Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, man would let me have a right across the puss.
Yes, Beaver.
Okay, we're going to go with Wayne.
Wayne, his son found his porn stash, and dad knows about it, but the son doesn't.
We're playing the game, What My Son or Daughter Doesn't Know, I Know.
Right.
For a trip to Los Angeles.
Right.
Join Dennis Murphy for the 2004 Taurus World Son Awards live at Paramount Studios, Hollywood, California.
Cool.
Televised Wednesday, May 26th, 9 p.m. on Spike TV, the first network for men. And Dennis Murphy will be there as well. Stump Man.
Stump Man.
You got the number there, Robbie? Yeah, let's see. Let's talk to Wayne first.
His name is Gerard.
Yeah, let's see. Let me make sure it's Wayne.
Gentlemen.
Now, Wayne, is your son's name Gerard?
No. Ted. T-E-V-E.
His name is Ted. Robinson.
No, no. Ted. T-E-V-E.
Tez?
Yeah.
Tez.
Yeah.
It's short for...
Here's Montez.
Here is what Joe wrote on the paper.
Uh-huh.
Wayne... Son, J-E-R-R-A-R-D.
No, actually, I got two kids, but Montez is the one that found it, because he's the oldest one.
And now Joe has just put up on the screen crap detector.
Mm.
Oh,
no,
what's going on,
Wayne?
No, Wayne,
I hope not.
What's going on, Wayne?
I hope you're too legit to quit. What are you doing?
I'm in the truck right now.
All right, Joe, hold on. Joe, why did you put on the screen crap detector, Joe?
What's happening here, Wayne?
Come on, Joe.
I didn't say Gerard. I said Sherrod with an F.
Okay. Hi, Joe.
But then you said Tez.
It occurred to me that during the break, he said his phone was breaking up so that he would call back. And he's called back with a different son's name and a different phone number in case you can't get his son on his cell phone.
On his cell phone. I got two phones.
Too much going on.
He got a cell phone and he got
also. Just gave a second number.
Yeah, I don't know.
Where's the whole two name thing?
Yeah, how do you go from?
Why did you give Joe one name and then give him another?
Because I got two boys.
Yeah,
a little boy and an older boy. And I'm pretty sure it's the older boy.
I'm pretty sure.
I'm afraid you're out.
Yeah, no, that's too bad.
You're busted. That means we're left with. Well, I would have to go with Gloria with the found condom in the toilet.
Yeah, yeah,
that's
Gloria, who knows, and she'll be letting it out before the grad. The nice thing about the daughter is she'll be letting her know before the graduation.
Hey, Gloria.
Yeah.
Good news for you, darling. We're going to be calling your daughter now. Is your daughter's name Nicole?
Yes.
Okay, beautiful. Give her a ring, Robbie.
Go ahead and give her a call.
Gloria, where are you at in Wisconsin?
Cambridge.
So you're listening on what station? The Madison station? Or?
Yep.
Right, 100X in Madison.
You have a good relationship with your daughter, Gloria?
Pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Pretty 100X good. 100X in Mad City.
There's 18-year-olds. They kind of, at times, it can be stressful.
Don, you can relate to that, right?
Darling, I got a 19-year-old son. Please, I was screaming at him today, 1:15. Get up, or 12:45, whatever it was.
I'm just thinking.
But I've never found a condom in this toilet.
I don't know what I'd do in a similar situation.
I know what you do.
I know.
You would
run down to the local bar.
You would suddenly become a gun advocate.
Yeah, I think you're right about that.
You're
trying to identify.
Your clock's
stuff?
Early.
Yeah, about 2 minutes fast.
Hello?
Gloria?
Yep.
Yeah.
You're there.
Your clock's early. We have Nicole on the phone.
Bright girl on line 9.
Here we go. All right, let's go to Nicole. Nicole.
Yes?
Hi, Nicole. You're on the Don and Mike show.
We're playing a game with your mom. We've got your mom, Gloria, on the phone.
We have your mommy on the phone.
Okay.
Now, Gloria, we understand that you're 18 and about ready to graduate from high school.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Good news all the way around, Gloria.
That's Nicole.
I'm sorry. I get you two girls mixed up.
Of course you do.
Good news, and Nicole, your mom may have won a prize, but your mom has to tell you something now.
Yeah, she's playing a game, and I think Gloria's going to explain the game to you. Nicole, you ready?
Okay. Nicole, it's a game that we can embarrass the kids and tell you something that we know that you don't know we know. And the thing I know about you...
Okay, hold on.
Before you characterize the game as embarrass the kids.
Nicole, here's what it is. The game is called What My Daughter Doesn't Know, I Know. Your mom knows something about you that you don't think she knows. We don't think you know that she knows. And this thing, I'm pretty sure you don't know your mom knows this.
Right.
Okay? Yeah.
Hey, how are your grades, honey?
They're all right.
Are they all right?
Are you?
Yeah.
Do you go to a regular school?
Public school, yeah.
Okay. All right. Very good. Okay. Good. That's all we wanted to know.
The bus that you're on. Does it hold like 10 kids or does it hold like 30 kids?
Who was that coughing? Was that you, Gloria?
Yes.
All right. You a smoker, Gloria?
Nope, I just got a cold.
Oh, you got a cold. Okay.
Now, you know, for a bonus prize, we could let Nicole guess to see if she knows what it is. But she
will the mom still win?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, the mom will still... Would you like to guess, Nicole, what your mom knows that she thinks you don't know?
But you're running a risk here that you might be telling your mom something that she doesn't know. But, Nicole, I'll offer you a prize if you...
You take a guess. If you guess and see if you can guess what your mom knows.
You don't have to guess, Nicole. Otherwise, your mom will just tell you what it is.
Do you want to try a guess, or do you want your mom just to tell you?
But does she win if I don't guess?
She wins if you, whether you guess or not, she still can win.
But she's still going to tell you what it is that she knows.
Right.
So what do
She can tell me.
Okay.
Okay.
She can tell you.
There you go. All right. Gloria.
Good judgment there, Nicole.
Gloria. Yeah. Nicole, nice move. Now, you please... Gloria, tell Nicole what it is that the light of your life, your 18-year-old daughter of daughters, does not know.
Nicole, when a couple Saturdays ago when you and Chad were at the house, I know you had sex in the house even though you're not supposed to. Chad forgot to flush the toilet after he left his used rubber in the toilet, and I found it.
Let me just guess. The last name, is it Class? Am I talking to Gloria Class and Nicole Class?
Yeah, I think so.
Elegance?
Yeah.
Are you shocked, Nicole?
Nicole?
Just a little.
Did you think your mom knew that you were doing that in the house?
No.
And why didn't your boyfriend watch the rubber go all the way down the toilet?
Because he's dumb.
Huh. He's dumb. Well,
we have a winner.
That's
the rule. She's not allowed to have sex in the house.
In the house.
In the house.
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly.
And Nicole, you should know that if your mom hadn't called our radio show today, she was going to tell you when on the prom night?
At the graduation party.
Graduation party.
And now everybody knows.
Oh, great.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Well, listen, you little tramp. Your mom has won a trip for two to Los Angeles to attend.
You better be taking me.
Yeah, she better.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, no, I don't think that's necessary.
You better be doing that. You want a trip or two to Los Angeles to attend the 2004 Taurus World Stunt Awards. Your trip is two nights, 3 days. You go to Paramount Studios in Hollywood. The event will be on TV Wednesday, 26th of May, 9 p.m. on Spike TV, the first network for men. Gloria, congratulations.
Thank you.
On several levels. Yeah, okay. How do you feel now, Gloria?
Okay.
Yeah, are you glad to get it off your chest?
Yep, now it's out.
And Nicole, I've just got a brainstorm here. I'd like to think I'm a creative guy. The show, Class of 04.
Right? There it is.
You pitch that to the Fox Network.
It'll work.
The Class of 04.
And I must know, Nicole, if you had guessed what your mom knew, is that what you would have guessed?
No,
it would have been something else horrible.
Now,
hey, good news for you, Gloria. She's got some other secrets.
Now, Nicole, listen, I give you my promise. My word, I swear on my kid's life, if I put you on hold and you tell me what it is, I promise I won't tell your mom, and I promise I won't say it on the radio. I swear to God.
No, it don't work that way.
It don't work that way. Smarter than we thought.
Yeah. I'm sure as well. Gloria, congratulations. You're the winner. You've won the trip to Los Angeles.
I hope you all had a good time.
She best be taking her daughter.
Yeah.
And Nicole, what's the plan for you on the horizon when you get out of high school?
Yeah, I mean, you're obviously involved with this guy. What are you doing?
I'm going to college for elementary school teaching.
Another generation. The minds of American children.
That is good news. It's a noble profession, Nicole.
Now, are you going to get some kind of like requirement that you need, or?
I need to get my bachelor's degree.
You're going for the whole thing, Don.
Wow.
Yep.
The whole thing. Gloria, you must be proud of that.
Yes, I am.
That's wonderful.
Hey, Nicole.
Gloria, is there anything you're being very silent right now? Would you like to add anything?
Nope, but I think the trip is going to be part of her graduation present.
Hey, Nicole.
Yeah.
Nicole, for a prize, what's the capital of Florida?
Miami.
Yeah, that's right.
Very good.
For another prize, what's the capital of Texas?
Houston.
Yeah, you're going to make a great elementary school teacher. And one more now for a really big prize.
I got one. Can I ask
you? Go ahead,
Don?
Mike. Sure.
Who, what is the name of the current vice president? Full name.
Cheney?
Yeah. Full, what's his first name?
Dick Cheney.
Dick Cheney.
Dick Cheney.
You got that one. I'm good.
What's the capital of Minneapolis? Minnesota, rather.
Minneapolis.
Trick question.
Minneapolis. But the answer is not Minneapolis.
No.
I don't know.
How about a guess? They're the Twin Cities. It's Minneapolis and...
St. Louis.
That's right,
perfect.
Nicole. Congratulations.
You are going to make a great elementary school
Absolutely.
Teacher.
And just continue to use protection, okay,
yeah.
Nicole?
Okay.
Please.
If you must, do what you do.
As a matter of fact, well, I shouldn't say this while you're listening, but, you know, maybe we would even throw in a prize for her to get her tubes tied. Yeah. Just because it seems like the right thing to do.
Yeah, but it's too quick, Don. It couldn't happen, you know?
Gloria, thank you for listening to the show, and enjoy that trip to Los Angeles.
Okay.
Oh, Rob, no way. You go ahead. You ask Nicole. Robbie has a question for you, Nicole. One final question.
I know she's a geography ace. I just wanted to know if she knew the square root of 144.
Oh, come on.
Make it a smaller number, Rob.
Okay, square root of 64.
Smaller.
Square root of
8.
Pardon?
8.
She had it. She had it. She got it.
Very good.
She got it.
She won in the rubber match.
What's
there you go.
The capital of California? What's the rubber match? What's the capital of California? Nicole?
What?
What is the capital of California?
San Diego, I don't know.
San Diego, right again.
Very good. Good
right
job.
Again. The southern capital.
Gloria, it might be time to... I know she's 18, but break out those geography books, okay?
And make sure you send a resume to Virginia.
All right, Nicole, thank you. Bye, honey.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
And, Gloria, you'll have to hold on for a minute.
Okay.
All right, thank you. Thank you. That's how we play.
That was fun,
in a
right?
world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring news to his people.
That's great.
Wow.
He made it up.
Wow.
Yeah, wow.
That's all you can say.
Uh-huh. That's too great.
That's fantastic.
That's so funny. That's really, really great.
It is great.
Real life.
St. Louis. Mm-hmm. Of course, the Twin Cities, Minneapolis, St. Louis.
Welcome to St. Louis, Minnesota.
Hi, Buzz, what is your lead story today? And welcome to the capital of California, San Diego, where, incidentally, the San Diego Kings are leading the Dallas Mavericks. It is a 15-game series.
Uh-huh. Yes.
And game number 11 is tonight in San Diego.
And remember how that works. They add up all the points after the end of all the games.
Buzz, what's your lead?
Today.
What is it?
Are the people of L.A. living a real-life version of TV's 24?
Ooh. Yeah, you know, I saw this on Fox News today, and I'm surprised it's not getting more hype.
Yeah, really?
Me too. Yes.
That's why I'm here.
Is this scary, Buzz?
It is to me.
I believe it could be, Mike.
And look at how low.
I believe it could be.
I don't want to spread that to anyone else, though.
Okay. Yeah.
Of course.
You don't want to share that. You don't want to be a fear-monger.
No, not
and
me.
And listen, Nicole, if you're still listening, you better worry, because you know Los Angeles is right there in the middle of Wisconsin.
Stay tuned for news and comment coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
What? That was very...
What?
Yeah, professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
They bring you very best wishes. And may Happity and Happy Hawks be with you forever. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Nobody gets that. Don't worry about it.
Vera Mack. Yeah, Buzz loves it. Yeah. Yeah, Buzz pops these babies all the time.
I'm soaking in it.
Vera Mack bringing you news and comment tonight. The world's number one sexual pleasure performance enhancer.
I'm a call for a doctor.
Doctor developed, clinically tested. Vera Mack, number one because it really works. Available at retailers nationwide. Pleased to be calling 1-888-TRY-VMAX. And now with the news, here's our friend Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna, Mike. The people of Los Angeles have been told to go about their daily lives, but to stay alert while the government investigates a possible terrorist threat in that city. The feds warned LAPD about an unspecified potential threat to Los Angeles area malls and said it may have been planned for today.
Yeah, today was allegedly the day.
3:19:30 Pacific Standard Daylight Time right now.
And there
the clock's still ticking.
There is a mall very close to the federal building. I think in West Los Angeles. I'm not sure what part of Los Angeles the federal building's in, but there is a mall like almost across the street from it.
And, of course, you've got the Beverly Center right downtown also. Right?
The warning did not name a specific mall, but it did indicate that it would be near the federal building in West L.A. LAPD says it does not know the source of the intel or its credibility. It only knows what it has heard from the federal government.
Here's the latest from Los Angeles.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have been listening to K-Lite Radio.
Oh, dear.
K-I-Q-Q-F-M. K-I-Q-Q Radio has broadcast on the assigned frequency of 100.3 FM.
Oh, come on.
And it's going to confuse people. Los Angeles metropolitan area with...
As long as it doesn't accept...
Beverly Hills.
1973.
In Los Angeles.
Most recently, the station has been owned and operated by the Outlet Broadcasting Corporation.
Los Angeles. L.A. Mall security guards have been advised to beef up their security. The LAPD has increased its patrols around the malls, and the feds are doing the investigating.
So I read this morning, mm-hmm. and then I watched the West Coast feed.
Right.
Because I'm seeing what's happening. I watched mm-hmm. Channel 2 in Los Angeles.
Yeah, I saw her.
Lisa Joyner.
I saw her this morning.
Is she beautiful, Buzz?
Yeah, beautiful.
Did you see
beautiful.
The out? Did you
halter,
see the outfit?
The sort of halter dress, halter top
yeah,
she had
and,
this morning.
And she came out. She said, "Oh, I ate so much last night."
Yeah.
She said, "I don't even know if these pants fit." She's got these low rider pants. And she, but then she's just a girl doing the weather.
Right.
But I'm watching. Besides the fact that I'm watching for this weather girl on KCBS,
mm-hmm.
I'm watching to see. Where's in Los Angeles? Why aren't they mentioned? And I watched the local news in Los Angeles
right.
before the morning shows. There was no mention of it.
Mm-hmm.
There was no mention. Now I don't know mm-hmm. if it was something they thought. We don't want to flip people out.
Well, you know, I wonder sometimes if they release the real intel that they had, if that would cause a panic. And I think it's the world we live in right now, and I think people can't panic. I mean, you know, we're going to hear this.
We've gotten lots of warnings before that didn't pan out, but still,
this is a warning where they're saying it's a
specific.
Mall in Los Angeles today.
I would assume if that's widespread out there, and obviously probably getting a lot more play on the local LA stations, you probably will. It'll affect those malls. I would think.
Yeah, like, I guess it did today.
Like the president said on 24 last week, though, be responsible in your reporting. So maybe they're hiding it.
Yeah.
And if you
go home.
If you want to talk about the president on 24, I don't know his name. David Palmer is his name on the show.
Right. Dave Palmer, yeah.
He's also in the movie Major League.
He's in the movie Major
he's
League.
He's the guy who's into voodoo.
Yeah, he's like the Dominican player.
He is.
He's fantastic.
He's the guy.
He's like my favorite character.
He lights all the candles and everything.
Yeah, right.
And you don't know it's him.
And chicken bones and stuff like that.
You don't know him because he's got a goatee.
Right. But he looks like a ball player.
And he's talking with the
accent. Yeah, Dr. Gore. Okay, yes, sir. Could you touch my bat?
Tremendous range.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Cool. Meanwhile, back in Washington, behind closed doors.
Hello.
The president.
May I urge you beef up security like Barry Bonds has been beefed up recently.
That's a fantastic joke, and I hope you share it with us again.
Thank you. Mr. Drysdale.
Milton Drysdale out. So back in Washington, behind closed doors, the president and the vice president have been testifying today for Congress about 9/11. What they know and when did they know it and what did they do about it? Bush and Cheney went behind those closed doors at 9:30 Eastern time this morning. They were not under oath. They refused to testify publicly, and they refused to testify separately.
Now, folks, listen, what's I'm thinking about this?
It's weird that they refused to testify
under oath.
Separately.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there are a lot of things that are hinky about this.
The first thing that gets me is if you're not going to take an oath
mm-hmm.
that you're telling the truth, what's the point of sitting up there and testifying for these dudes?
Weird, right? And they're not going to testify separately, which kind of speaks to the rap of Cheney pulling all the strings.
Well, and they got to get the story straight. You know, it's like when the cops arrest two guys, you get...
Tell them, Dick.
Yeah.
Go on, tell him, Dick. I'm not quite sure what that question means. Tell him, Dick. You tell him. He knows it.
Because you know if they got him in separate rooms,
right.
Here's Mike, you be Bush, and I'll be the cop.
Okay.
Here's the scam that they would pull.
Good.
They go, they would have a piece of paper. Doesn't matter what it is. They go,
right.
You see what this is, President Bush?
Yes, I do.
This is a signed confession from Dick Cheney. He's already told us everything. So why don't you just make it easier on yourself, give us your version of what happened.
I can't.
Why?
Because I didn't know what was going on. I never know what's going on. He pulls all the strings. Hang him high!
So because,
not me.
Because of the closed doors, we won't hear their explanations about 9/11 on the news. Not firsthand, anyway. All President Bush has said this afternoon is that they had a
good discussion.
So let's follow this in this open policy that we have in the greatest country in the world, the United States.
Yeah, really, it's a free country, but we can't find out what the president knew about 9/11.
Right, right. So he won't take an oath to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Right.
He won't testify without his cronies sitting next to him, and it's not going to be open to the public.
Right.
That's, you know,
other than that, fine.
But the purpose the purpose of this committee is to one of the purposes of the committee is to reveal this to the public, to open this to the public, to let the public know what was going on.
Right, and to make recommendations so that hopefully this never happens
now,
again.
Now, when they come out with their final committee report, will that incorporate the testimony of the vice president and the president? Probably not.
I would bet not.
There might be a summary of it, but I don't know. And I'm hoping that some of the lawmakers will leak it as well.
Because the question I would have would be when they do release this.
I love
findings.
A good leak.
Mm-hmm. When they release their findings on this, will we be able to read between the lines to think maybe they did get some information from the president and the vice president?
I can't help but think with some of the members on the committee that that would in fact happen.
Mike, it's the whole thing with if they got nothing to hide, if they really didn't do anything, or at least if they didn't do anything wrong that they're not ashamed of or worried that it's going to come back and bite them in the ass in the election, you would say, put it on TV.
Mm-hmm.
Put it on TV. We'll swear on the Bible. Put it on TV. You get Cheney and me together. We'll tell you everything that happened. It's the easy, you know, that's what makes me worry about the situation, because I know it's not the White House and politics, but in our little political radio world here, whenever there's a problem with, like, somebody says something else, the way we always handle it is we say, we'll get everybody in the room together.
Right.
That way, what you just said to me, you can say to him to his face.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And that's how you find out. It's like playing poker.
That's how you shake the tree.
That's how you find out. Hold on. Here's a guy with the name of the president on 24. Tony.
Hey, Don and Mike. How's it going?
Howdy. What's the guy's name?
The guy's name is Dennis Haysbert.
That's right. And he's
excellent actor.
He's a great actor. And he's real good in those insurance commercials, too.
Yeah, he does look great with it.
Because he comes off like the president.
Yeah, he does. He has a great jacket.
Oh, he's also in Heat. He plays the driver of the bank robbers.
In what movie?
In Heat.
Heat. Okay. He's in Heat with Al Pacino?
Yeah, he is.
I love Heat.
I know you do.
Al Pacino.
That's one of your favorite movies.
God, Val Kilmer.
You got to go back and look at it and see the
president. Hero, I will.
And I believe about 18 months ago, he was in a movie with Julianne Moore where they had an affair in the 50s.
Ooh.
Really?
Pretty saucy.
All right, that's a good tip. Thanks. Thank you, Tony.
Oh, no problem.
All right, see you later. Thanks for listening.
Bye-bye.
No surprises in the latest CBS News New York Times survey about the Iraq War. Survey says 41% of us think it's actually increased our chances of being attacked. Fewer than 1 in 3 of us thinks Iraq was a threat that required immediate military action.
Hey, Buzz, could you just say survey says again?
Survey says less than half of America thinks we did the right thing by going to Iraq.
The Cheneys, come on down!
Nearly 3 in 4 of us think the war has made us look bad in the eyes of the rest of the world. These are all new all-time lows for support for the war, and the survey shows new all-time lows in support for the president. And yet, the survey also shows that Bush would still beat Kerry so long as Nader is still in the race.
Wow, that's interesting. Yeah. Well, then the Democrats better get Nader on board. I mean,
hey, I read an article about it today. The Democrats better get their, you know, their asses in gear.
The big, powerful Democrats are putting the pressure on Kerry to beef up his campaign.
Absolutely. You know what? The bottom line is here, the mud is being slung.
Yep.
Sling it back. It's the only way you're going to get ahead. I hate to
the sooner
do,
the better.
I mean, I don't hate that. I think it should be a big dogfight.
Why not? That's what it's about.
Hey, Mike?
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Yes, Mr. Shannon.
Beef up the campaign just like Barry Bonds. There's nothing I quite enjoy more, Mrs. Shannon, than when you're doing your fabulous Barry Bonds on steroid humor. Miss Hathaway, he's a cut-up.
And speaking of terrorists, notorious Venezuelan terrorist Carlos the Jackal.
Oh, Ken Stevens.
Still the dictionary definition of badass. He admits he's killed more than 1,500 people in the 1970s and 1980s. He showed up in a Paris courtroom today in his underwear.
Mike, here's the thing. When we get a stretch of real news, sometimes we just need a non sequitur.
Sometimes you need.
What, Granny? More than 8 critters was asleep in my.
It has nothing to do with Carlos the Jackal in his underwear, but it sure sounded funny.
I'm sure he likes vittles, though.
Sure.
Even though he's
Who
an
doesn't?
Evil man,
right.
Everybody, listen, even Hitler needed vittles.
That's
vittles.
Right. Well, the already convicted Carlos, real name Ramirez Sanchez, was ordered to remove his belt in court. He responded by removing the belt and the pants. He stood there in court in just his shirt, underpants, and black socks.
Sex.
Black socks. In an interview last month, he was asked if he was sorry about the innocent victims he killed. He answered by saying, there are no innocent victims.
Ooh.
Hello.
Hi, Jackal.
A lot of people are saying ABC has hit a new low with this week's edition of 2020.
Mm.
Friday night, the Barbara Walters Show is doing a baby adoption special.
Now, listen, there's so much spin on this. The ad that I saw ran like this. It said, these couples all want to adopt a baby. They can't have a baby. And they show five different couples.
Mm-hmm, right.
And it says, this is... what was that girl's name from Wisconsin? Nicole. They say, this is Nicole.
Mm-hmm.
She's pregnant. Which of the five families will she select to take the baby that she cannot care for herself? And it says, we will take you through the process, the interview process. What is Nicole thinking before she gives up the baby? And finally, and then as they all go round and round in a big circle, it essentially, the ad...
They're going to tell the parents live on the air?
No, no, it's already all been done.
Right.
But it says, for you, the viewer, essentially it says, who will win this baby?
Oh, my God.
And that is
tough to defend that.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're trying.
Who will win this baby?
Well, I'm ready for couple number two. Well, in the show...
It's the baby sweepstakes.
As in real life, couples compete to adopt a child, the child of an unwed 16-year-old. And as if televising this heart-wrenching process weren't enough, it's been promoted like reality TV.
Right, that's exactly what I saw.
So, in other words, you're going to show the parents that don't receive the baby, and they're probably going through their agony, but they've agreed to have the cameras there.
Because they want a baby so bad.
And because they want to be on TV.
Hey, but here's the deal, though, Mike. Here's why ABC stinks. They're not coming clean with it, saying, listen, we have a show that's kind of exploitive, but...
I always get that one wrong too. Is it exploitative or exploitive?
I think it's exploitive.
You're the word man.
Yeah,
because
it's exploitive.
Yeah,
not
the extra syllable
is not a word.
Unnecessary.
What's
exploitive? Right.
What they're saying now though is no. It's not like that at all. They're saying it's a serious show about adoption.
Now they're really
in the cover your ass mode.
People went online and onto radio shows to object, especially since Barbara Walters is an adoptive mother herself who's supposed to be a journalist. The promos have since been toned down, and Walters has apologized for those ads. She says the spots never should have used the word compete. For her, that's the sad part of it all.
And that's the one I saw with, these families will compete.
You know,
and they don't finally, it's inferred, who will win this baby?
But can I also say that the parents that agreed to be, videoed during this, to hell with them, none of them should get the kid. The question now is, can mentalist Uri Geller stop the Barbara Walters adoption show? He won't use his spoon-bending powers. He'll use a lawyer. He's taking the network to court, and he's outraged for a different reason.
Why?
Says it was his idea.
God! Hold on. I got a call coming. Excuse me.
All right. Oh, you better take it.
Telephone.
That.
Hold on. Just give me a second. Oh, it's ringing. Hold on for a second.
You at wood.
Hold on. Yeah. Hello.
Hello.
Oh, yes. Well, Baba Booby to y'all. Thank you.
That was Howard Stern.
Oh.
It's his idea.
Oh, there it is.
Oh,
fantastic.
It's his idea.
Uri Geller says the Barbara Walters adoption special Friday night is an exact ripoff of his unpublished novel, Nobody's Child, about a TV game show where couples compete to win a baby.
You know,
who do you hate in this story?
Everybody.
Who do you hate? You got to hate everybody.
Can it get weirder? Uri Geller says he's already applied for the patent to that show, and he's now scrambling for copyrights. As a psychic, Geller's generally believed to be a fraud, and he's a personal friend of Michael Jackson.
Telephone, Don.
Hold on. Hello? I know. I said you invented it.
Oh. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Very good.
Who was that?
Howard Stern.
Yeah.
Sacramento Kings are down 2-1.
Wow.
In their series against Dallas.
Thanks for the update. 21-game series.
Nice of him to call.
21-game. Man, the man behind The Apprentice, Donald.
Hold on. We're in late. We got a break. We'll come back. Donald Trump is the next story, right?
The Donald gets two pieces of good news this week.
Donald Trump. Oh, and Bill O'Reilly. What say you? The Bill O'Reilly moment of the day. Every day he says something on his radio show that makes a lot of sense. Here's what he said today.
I believe in beating a child.
Oh, my God. Bill O'Reilly. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
They only hit you because they love you. Don and Mike.
Yeah. This is my song. It's my song of my my Connie Honey.
Oh, really?
This is our song.
Hey.
Did you play it at your wedding? Yes, we did. I'm playing it for her right now. You know why? Because she's doing what she does best.
What's that?
Picking up dinner.
Oh, isn't that great?
Yeah. And this morning, guess who got happy?
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was the best kind. Because she was not into it.
Right.
And I knew it. But it was fine with me.
Uh-huh.
She's just fulfilling her marital obligation. So I'm playing this for you, honey. I'm playing our song right now. Say, I love you. Thanks for tolerating me this morning. Thanks.
That's what it's all about.
You kill me. Thanks for never mind. Hi, Buzz.
Hi. Thank you for tolerating me.
Hi, Don and Mike. The man behind The Apprentice, the Donald, is once again engaged to be married.
Whoa!
The 33-year-old beauty is a native of Slovenia. He gave her a big diamond engagement ring Monday, which she wore publicly for the first time that night. The 57-year-old Trump hasn't set a date and has no comment. His first two marriages ended in divorce. He has three kids with Ivana and a daughter with Marla Maples.
And here's what Ivana had to say.
Merry Christmas!
She's beautiful. Maybe this is why Trump wouldn't go on the air with Don and Mike last week. He's just signed a deal with our company's chief competitor, Clear Channel Communications. Clear Channel's signed the Donald, and our company just signed Al Sharpton.
did Westwood One really sign Al Sharpton?
I don't know. You said that yesterday.
Well,
I believe you.
They were talking to him.
Oh,
they're in
talking. Oh, well,
so gentlemen.
We're hoping that.
Gentlemen, these negotiations are sensitive.
Yes, they are.
I forgot you're involved, Mike. You're very involved in everything that Al Sharpton does.
Well, look, as far as I'm concerned, you know, you don't want to. We're at the finish line, but I don't want to say that the Reverend is going to say yay or nay.
Let me want to tell you what Mike has told me in private.
What?
You know, we have these heated discussions about politics.
What are you saying?
Can you tell you how many times he's grabbed me by the shoulders and said, don't you understand, man? Al Sharpton is the future of the Democratic Party.
Okay. I mean, I say what I say.
Yeah. Get your head out from between your legs.
Absolutely.
And smell the coffee.
Right. Exactly.
Get yourself a jogging suit and put the sticker on your car.
Right on.
I said, Mike, you know more about politics than me.
Well, let me rephrase that. Clear Channel signed the Donald, and our company's hoping to sign Al Sharpton.
Okay.
Anyway, Trump's radio show starts June 15th under the surprising title, Trumped. He'll talk about business, politics, news media, and entertainment, so that narrows things down a bit.
Gee, I'm real sorry we couldn't sign
it. And, you know, to call it a radio show is not really true. It is a 2-minute daily segment.
Oh, is that what it is?
That stations will run in morning drive or afternoon drive.
Uh-huh.
And it's just going to be him pontificating on whatever's happening in the world. And it's really just a way to get him to talk about The Apprentice when it comes back on TV in September.
Every Friday, an Apprentice update from the Donald.
There you
as
go.
Part of
so
that
if
show.
If we buy it from Clear Channel, can't we do whatever we want with it?
Sure. Yeah, they won't sell it to us, though.
No, they won't.
No, he's their property.
I understand.
American Idol rules Tuesdays and Wednesdays. The Apprentice ruled on Thursdays, and Fear Factor still reigns supreme on Monday night. It was one of the two highest-rated shows on that night this week, but the show appears to be running out of stunts. Quoting one insider, there are only so many things you can do with worms.
But they do a lot of great shows with twins and models.
Right. Bikini models.
Insiders say new ideas are even harder to come by with the Indecency Witch Hunt still in full swing. The show's been on the air for 3 years now. Executives thought it would burn out long before this. This means recycling ideas now and modifying them because the contestants and the viewers just keep on coming.
And I was watching that the other night, and I said the exact same thing. I mean, how many things can you do with a helicopter? It gets boring. It really does. But the eating, as much as I hate it when we do it on this show.
You don't tire of it?
Oh, you don't get tired of the eating.
They do very cunning stunts.
Coming
I want to just say, for the next time they have twins, I know I'm going way back.
Right.
think about the Hager brothers from Hee Haw.
Absolutely. How's the, you screen any of those, Rob?
Haven't had a chance.
Somebody said Rob and I DVDs of the first four seasons of Hee Haw.
All right.
And I mean way old Hee Haw. Not even the halfway modern Hee Haw.
Really?
Rob and I were watching them, and our jaws dropped as soon as we saw the donkey at the beginning with the cartoon donkey with the eyes going round and round. I said to Rob, this used to be standard viewing the Saturday night, 6 o'clock.
Oh, it was a great show.
Gotta watch Hee Haw.
The amazing thing was when I saw Conway singing "Hello, Darling," and his hair a clear 8 inches above his head. I mean, really, it looked like a hanger.
And what's the dog's name? And what's the ugly girl's name?
Oh, it's Kathy Baker and Buford, Don.
Yeah. Oh, you mean the blonde?
Yeah,
the blonde that was like not quite pretty enough to be a Hee Haw honey. Right.
They always introduced her last with the dog.
Sure.
Well, speaking of stunts as we were, Keanu Reeves is finally going to get an award. Granted, it's an award for his stunt work in action movies, and granted, it's an honorary award, but Oscar does not love Keanu. He'll be mentioned at the upcoming World Stunt Awards in Los Angeles to be hosted by Dennis Hopper and Carmen Electra.
Now, wait, hold on. Is that a commercial? Because that's the thing we're giving away a trip to L.A. for.
No, it's a statement of fact. Our own Dennis Murphy will be there. With some
weird coincidence. A quinky-dink.
And the May 16th event will be broadcast May 26th on Spike TV. Keanu has done stunt work in Speed, The Matrix movies, and something called Chain Reaction.
Whoa. Chain Reaction is a movie with Morgan Freeman in Chicago about nuclear power that goes crazy.
Ah.
I watch a lot of
things. I am Neo.
Whoa.
The government is investigating Disney again.
Now that's all right.
This time, OSHA, the Occupational Safety and Health Administration, is looking into charges Disney denied its workers bathroom breaks.
I do love it.
Two Disney cast members say managers told them they could not go when they had to go. They say the manager said scheduled break times only and that they should cut back on their liquid intake to make that work.
Hey, Tigger. Smith Wisner.
Smith, we fired the child molesting Tigger, and now you have to put on the Tigger suit. And if you do, I will make sure you get plenty of bathroom breaks. Hold it in, Smith.
Sir, I
Hold
have
it
to
in,
go.
Smith.
I have to go so bad.
Oh, you know the Disney rule.
Sir, I have to go so bad, sir.
No, not until you teach swimming, Smith.
Sir.
Yeah. Oh,
sir.
No. What are you doing?
Sir.
That's a brand new Tigger suit.
Please, sir, please.
That is a brand new...
I love you, sir. Please, I love you, sir.
Oh.
I love you so much, sir. Please.
Smith.
Please.
You're fired.
Oh, no.
Oh, sweet release. Sweet release is mine in your Tigger suit.
Sweat it out, boy.
Disney says the workers just don't understand the policy and should have simply talked with their managers rather than file a lawsuit.
I'll always be your bitch, sir.
Clean yourself up, Smith.
I'll meet you in the office.
Love, Eisner.
Smith. Out.
Smith and Eisner.
There we go.
Call it revenge, call it making lemons into lemonade, but a divorced man has made big money by selling his ex's wedding dress on eBay. He thought he'd get enough money to buy some Mariners tickets and some beer. After just 5 days on eBay, he got over $3,800. He also got 5 marriage proposals.
eBay.
See, rather than just post a picture of the dress, he posted a picture of himself in the dress.
It could happen.
He says it looks like a shower curtain. He says he wasn't sure if he could get his head through the neck hole, quote, but then I figured she got her Texas cheerleader hair through there. He says he thinks the dress made him look fat. And finally,
Buzz, don't forget, Rob wants you to know that eBay, if you say it in pig Latin, it's B.
B. The other way around.
eBay.
That's B in pig Latin.
eBay.
The other day.
If you're going to say the word B, like I got
it's
sung,
B in pig Latin.
I a ot gay ung stay I a be but I bay a eBay.
Ute eBay or not to ube eBay, whatever it is. I'm getting a low grade headache.
And the word that isn't a pig Latin word is copay.
Okay, very good.
I thought you lectured him yesterday.
I did.
And look at the time.
But you just did. You just screwed the pooch.
Finally, we heard from some great parents on the show today, but our Parent of the Week award goes to a Staten Island man who's in trouble for the way he punished his son for skipping school.
Okay.
The man is charged with whipping the 10-year-old with a beef jerky, an 18-inch beef jerky.
Police have seized the meat stick.
Are we sure it was a beef jerky?
Police have seized the meat stick as evidence.
Oh, my.
I'm Buzz Burbank.
Well, that's a feel-good story.
I'm Don and Mike's
show. Your rhythm stick.
Wow.
No. No. That's it. We gotta go.
Beef jerky, Mike.
All right. We'll see you tomorrow with a new episode, everybody. Please be safe. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
All right. Yeah, and you. Where's your 18-inch beef jerky, Rob?
I'll show you later.
Don't quit. Eat.
So we meet again. This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.